Forget about the crowds. The size of the school. And remember what got you here.
It's time for Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for tonight's game.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Missouri Western Campus in St. Joseph at the Looney Fieldhouse. I'm John Comfrey. It's the first of two games along the Bearcat Radio Network tonight. This is a men's matchup between Northwest Missouri State and Rockers. It's the Hilliard Classic hosted by Missouri Western. And a little bit later on tonight, we'll go live to Bearcat Arena for the Winstead Reeves Classic as the Northwest Missouri State women's basketball team will open up with Southwest Minnesota State. Matt Gorder will have the play-by-play of that one for you. That right around at 7 o'clock this evening, immediately following the conclusion of this matchup between Northwest and Rockers. Bearcats come in with a 1-0 record as they open up the regular season with a non-conference win over Graceland University Sunday afternoon, winning that game 86-65. Bearcats shot well from the field in that matchup with Graceland, shooting 61% from the field, being led by Alex Sullivan. Sullivan had a career-high 28 points, and he's coming off a 19-point performance in the exhibition with Mizzou. So Alex Sullivan off to a good start early in this season, the 6-foot senior out of Painesville, Ohio, and coming in from D1 Akron and Lakeland Community College in his second year as a Bearcat. And as we told you last Sunday afternoon, Northwest playing right now without Deshaun Cooper, out with a knee injury, but he'll be back before too long and ready to go as we get closer and closer to MIAA play. For Rockers, they come in with a 1-1 record as they opened up with a loss to Division I Loyola Chicago in Chicago earlier this week. 64-41 was the final score of that game in Chicago. And then on Wednesday night, they defeated Kansas Wesleyan 87-58 in their home opener on the Rockers campus in Kansas City. This Rockers team also had an exhibition against a Division I opponent, that being the St. Louis Pelicans, and they lost in that exhibition 79-47. Again, Northwest and Rockers going through their pregame warm-ups. We'll be back and have more for you from St. Joseph right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Northwest Department of English and Modern Languages offers undergraduate majors and minors in English, Spanish, Deaf Studies and Writing, as well as graduate programs in English. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MarysvilleGlassandLock.com.
Today's game is underwritten by national investors and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa, 660-562-2600.
Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
You may be big, but even Godzilla ain't getting this ball. You're listening to Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
And welcome back to the Looney Fieldhouse on the Missouri Western Campus in St. Joseph. John Coffey with you again. Game one of a doubleheader along the Bearcat Radio Network. We'll have the Northwest women and Southwest Minnesota State tonight at 7 o'clock tip-off from the Winstead Reeves Classic. Mac Order will have the play-by-play of that one. Again, we'll go right from here to the matchup between Northwest and Southwest Minnesota State. A busy weekend on the Bearcat Radio Network. We got a doubleheader basketball tonight, and then tomorrow we've got for you Bearcat football. Northwest Missouri State in the opening round of the NCAA Division II playoffs. They host Harding University. That's a 12 noon kickoff. We'll have the broadcast along the network at 11 o'clock with Bearcat Game Day. And after that, down here for the matchup between Northwest and William Jewell as part of the Hilliard Classic in the men's bracket. That's a 5:30 tip-off airtime at 5:10 for that. And then on the internet, we'll have for you the matchup between the Northwest women and William Jewell. They have a 6 o'clock tip-off, again, as part of the Winstead Reeves Classic. So we'll be bringing all that to you tomorrow right here on the Bearcat Radio Network. In the Northwest men coming in with a 1-0 record, Rockhurst is 1-1. Hawks coached by Bill O'Connor. He's a longtime head coach of Rockhurst in his 18th season and the winningest coach in the history of the Hawk program with 247 wins coming into tonight's game. He's coached 38 years in high school, junior college, and college as well, and he's had eight teams qualify for the postseason tournament. One of those years, a big matchup back in 2002 with Northwest Missouri State and Tahlequah, Oklahoma in the championship of the South Central Regional Tournament there. Bearcats with an exciting win over Rockhurst and going to the Elite Eight for the first time in school history as they went on to Evansville, Indiana to play in the Elite Eight. So these two teams have a little bit of history. A few years ago here in part of this Hilliard Classic, it was a double overtime win for the Northwest men as well. So they played some pretty good matchups through the years, Northwest and Rockhurst. I'll come back and talk with the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team, Ben McCullum, right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
Northwest Missouri State graduate Larry Lee has returned to the Northwest campus as the Director of Business Development and Tenant Relations for the Center for Innovation and Entrepreneurship. Lee originally came to Northwest as a non-traditional student and says Northwest professors helped make him feel comfortable as a non-traditional student.
A lot of experiential learning involved and just some great professors both at the undergraduate level as I finished that up in 93 and then also with my MBA in 94.
Lee says his degree led to a job at Northwest following graduation.
Actually went to work for Northwest Missouri State University with one of their outreach programs, the Small Business and Technology Development Center in St. Joseph. And I stayed there for a couple of years before leaving and going to UMKC. And I was with UMKC until February of this year, and I came back to Northwest, which was kind of a fun thing to do, come back to the old alma mater.
Lee says he's enjoyed being able to return to the Northwest campus and his new position.
The Center for Innovation and Entrepreneurship is truly a jewel that Northwest has. But it's a jewel that is not known far and wide in the region. So part of my job is to get that information out.
1994 graduate of Northwest Missouri State's MBA program, Larry Lee.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
The pregame interview with Northwest men's head basketball coach Ben McCullum is brought to you by Carson Sports Grill in Maryville, located at 310 North Main, 582-2699.
Welcome back to our pregame as we're joined by the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team, Ben McCullum. And Ben, big weekend, a couple big games coming up. First of all, you've got Rockhurst tonight. And just talk a little bit about what you're looking for out of Rockhurst this evening.
Well, I know they always compete really hard. I think offensively they're a real patient team. They're going to move the basketball and run shot clock. And then defensively, they try to bait you into early average shots. We need to make sure we go inside early and often.
And when you look at Northwest coming off of the regular season opener on Sunday with Graceland, what are some things you've been trying to work on in the week leading up to this game?
Well, you know, we've been really trying to work on our rebounding and then our energy coming out defensively. I didn't think we had great energy last game defensively, and hopefully we can have that tonight and get after these guys a little bit and just compete at a high level.
Been getting some good play out of Alex Sullivan early on here.
Yeah, you know, that's just a result of his hard work. You know, he puts a lot of hours in the gym, and you know, he sticks with the process of it, and that's just the results.
Looks like this is a good weekend to get some a good game plan against Division II opponents here.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's always good to play up to your level, to the Division II level, and really challenge yourself, especially early in the season, and you know, I guess we'll see where we're at.
All right, well, Coach, good luck tonight.
Thank you.
Hey, Coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. Stay tuned. We'll be back and get the starting lineups right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Northwest Department of Fine and Performing Arts offers degrees in art, music, theater, and speech education, among others. Students benefit from hands-on experience. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
This Bearcat broadcast is brought to you in part by the Northwest Alumni Association. Contributions to the Alumni Association support the Northwest Foundation and its educational opportunities for students. For more information, call 562-1248.
Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
Dr. Stephen Town, professor of music at Northwest Missouri State University, is the author of a new book titled An Imperishable Heritage, British Choral Music from Perry to Dyson, which surveys the choral orchestral music of the English musical Renaissance. The book is the culmination of nearly a decade of research and writing by Town, who also conducts Northwest Tower Choir. Town had finished reading a paper at a conference at Charterhouse in 2000 when a commissioning editor from Ashgate Publishing attending the lecture approached him with the idea of writing a book about Vaughan Williams.
From that point then I started doing a lot of the archival work because it involves autographed manuscripts of these pieces. So it meant that I had to go to the British Library or the Bodleian Library at Oxford or the Royal College of Music Library to look at the manuscripts.
Town said he was inspired to begin the project after he was selected in 1993 as a recipient of the prestigious Ralph Vaughan Williams Research Fellowship, which is given to North American scholar by the Cartusian Trust of England. Town lived in Charterhouse, the school Ralph Vaughan Williams attended as a boy.
Although the chapters in this book involve six composers, two compositions apiece of those composers, my interest in Vaughan Williams led me to ask questions about the composers who went before him and the composers that came after him. So that's kind of how I arrived at those composers. So I'm looking at, in the book, Hubert Parry and Charles Stanford. They're looked upon in England as having started a new renaissance of English music. And then Vaughan Williams was a student of theirs.
A come-and-go celebration of Dr. Town's book publication is planned for 5 to 7 p.m. on Monday, September 24th at the Northwest Alumni House. I'm Christian Grady reporting.
The starting lineups are underwritten by Maryville Glass and Lock, located at 5th and Buchanan, 660-582-3131.
And welcome back to the Looney Fieldhouse on the Missouri Western campus in St. Joseph's. John Coffey with you. It's Northwest and Rockers, game two of the season for the Northwest men's basketball team. They face a Rockers team with two games under the belt already this week, opening up Monday as they had a loss with Division I Loyola Chicago, losing 64-41. Kansas Wesleyan, though, a victory over Kansas Wesleyan at home on Wednesday, 87-258. And for the Bearcats, 1-0 on the year after a win over Graceland University on Sunday afternoon, winning that game 86-65. As we look at the lineups, first of all, for Rockers, they'll be starting a three-guard lineup with B.J. Dunbar at one of the guard spots, a 6'1 junior out of Kansas City, Missouri, and a transfer to Rockers from Northeastern Junior College. He's averaging almost 11 points a game and 3 rebounds, coming off a 17-point game against Kansas Wesleyan. Also at a guard, Brandon McCann, a 6'1 junior from Bowling Green, Missouri. He had 19 points against Kansas Wesleyan, averaging 10.5 points and 4 rebounds per contest. Also a guy who can knock down some threes already with 5 three-pointers on the season. Another guard in the lineup, James Robinson, a 6'2 junior out of Kansas City, Missouri. He started his career in Division II basketball at Pittsburgh State, but has transferred to Rutgers to get a little bit closer at home in Kansas City, averaging nearly 8 points and 3 rebounds a game, coming off a double-figure night against Kansas Wesleyan, in which he had 10 points. Inside, Cooper Beckett, a 6'8 sophomore from Prairie Village, Kansas, averaging 3 points and 4 rebounds a game. And also at a forward spot, a 6'5 freshman out of Gladstone, David Wingerson. He's averaging nearly 10 points and 3 rebounds a game. He had a 10-point performance against Division I Loyola Chicago and led his team in scoring in that matchup. For Northwest, the lineup should look similar to this. Haven't been given the official lineup yet from Northwest, but we're looking to see Alex Sullivan out there, a 6-foot senior out of Painesville, Ohio, coming off a career high against Graceland Sunday afternoon with 28 points. He opened up the year in that exhibition with Mizzou with a 19-point performance, 6 of 10 from the field. And for Alex, knocked down some threes as well, and that big win over Graceland. So he's been doing a very good job from a three-point range, and coming off a year last year in which he played in 24 of the 29 games and really saw his season really improve as the year went along, getting more comfortable in Coach Ben McCollum's rotation. Also to guard, look for Matt Wallace out there, a 5'11 sophomore out of Bellevue, Nebraska. Played in 25 of 29 games last season. Had a season high 9 points against Pittsburgh State. He's coming off a performance against Mizzou in that exhibition where he had 6 assists. Bryson Williams got some playing time in a matchup against Graceland, in which he had 14 points and 4 rebounds in that game. A year ago, he played in all 29 contests and was in double figures in 4 games, started one as well, and had a season high against Pittsburgh State a year ago of 22 points. One of the top free throw shooters in the conference at 1 point last year, battling it out with teammate Deshaun Cooper for the lead in free throw shooting percentage in the MIAA. Also look inside for Dylan Starzl, a 6'8 junior out of Kearney, Missouri. He started 28 of 29 games a year ago, coming off a 10-point and 6-rebound game against Graceland. Last year, he averaged nearly 6 points and 4 boards a game and was in double figures in 8 contests a year ago. Also look to get D'Angelo Haley back in the lineup. Missed Sunday's game, 6'3 senior out of Detroit. Honorable mention, all MIAA performer a year ago. He had an average of just over 10 points per game last year and was in double figures in 15 contests in his first season wearing a Bearcat uniform. Again, Northwest coming in 1-0. Rockhurst at 1-1. We'll be back and ready for the tip-off right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's starting lineups on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, located at 5th and Buchanan, 660-582-3131, or MarryvilleGlassandLock.com. Kyra Mills, Director of Networks and Data Centers and Interim Director of Information Systems at Northwest Missouri State University, has announced her retirement. Her last day on campus will be Monday, November 12th, and her retirement is effective December 1st. Kyra Mills was named to the interim role in November 2011 after the retirement of former Vice President of Information Systems, Dr. John Rickman. Dr. Roger Von Halsen, the Director of Northwest Center of Information Technology and Education, will begin serving as interim Vice President.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MarryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodson's in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodson's at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Northwest Missouri State Basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodson's Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, the Carol Herzog REMAX Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State Basketball is a production of KXCV Radio.
It's pretty simple. All out. all game, all season. You're listening to Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Welcome back to St. Joseph on the Missouri Western Campus, Northwest Missouri State and Rockhurst. The opening game of the Hillier Classic, hosted by Missouri Western at the Looney Fieldhouse. A little bit later on here tonight, the Missouri Western and men's basketball team will take to the floor as they will take on William Jewell. And then tomorrow night, Northwest will get William Jewell. That will be a 5:30 tip as well, as Northwest will go up against the William Jewell team and coached by a former Bearcat head coach in Larry Hawley. Yes, Larry has been with William Jewell since leaving Northwest Missouri State back after, I believe, the 1979 season. And he's been at William Jewell ever since with a great career in at the Liberty School. But again, that's tomorrow night at 5:30. We'll have that broadcast for you as well. Airtime at 5:10 with our pregame again, a 5:30 tip-off tomorrow afternoon, part of a big day of sports on the Bearcat Radio Network that I talked about a little bit earlier on, and again, we'll continue to mention that as we got Bearcat football tomorrow as well. Again, here it's Northwest Missouri State and Rockhurst in a game that will have Northwest facing a 1-1 team out of the Hawks, and Northwest at 1-0. Right now, time for the national anthem. The national anthem, as the starting lineups will be introduced in front of the fans here at the Looney Fieldhouse in St. Joseph. Behind me, pretty good turnout of Bearcat fans wearing the green and white watching this Northwest men's team tonight. Again, a lot of sporting activities involving Northwest teams and individuals this weekend. The Northwest men here tonight with Rockhurst as well as tomorrow night with William Jewell. The Winstead Reefs Classic coming up this evening. The Northwest women will face Southwest of Minnesota State. Northwest women undefeated under new head coach Mark Kellogg. They take a 2-0 record into the 7 o'clock tip with Southwest Minnesota State, which comes in 0-2. We'll have that broadcast for you right after this one. Matt Gorder will have all the play-by-play of that one tonight for that 7 o'clock tip-off. Then tomorrow, Bearcat football, Northwest, as they face Harding University, opening round of the NCAA Division II playoffs at 12 noon kickoff, airtime at 11 o'clock. Again, Bearcat men's basketball tonight, and then on the internet tomorrow night, you can catch the Northwest women and their matchup with William Jewell. So, busy weekend with Northwest down here in St. Joseph. Also a busy weekend on the Missouri Western campus. They have, of course, here the Hillier Classic, and then tomorrow they've got football on their own as the Missouri Western Griffin football team will be hosting Minnesota Duluth also at 12 noon tomorrow. So a lot of football and basketball being played on the two nearby campuses. So we look at Northwest getting ready to take to the floor here. They're in their traveling green uniforms. They've been designated the visiting team in both the games this weekend. And their green uniforms with the white numerals and trim, and for Rockhurst in their white uniforms with the royal blue numerals and trim down at the side. Officials tonight, Kelly Groom, along with Dan Nowakowski and Aaron Zetron. Groom and Nowakowski, a couple veterans of MIAA basketball through the years. Bill O'Connor in his 19th season as head coach of Rockhurst, and for Northwest, Ben McCollum in his fourth year as the head coach of Bearcats, coming off a season last year in which Northwest had a three-way share of the MIAA title with Central Missouri and Washburn. Coming out on the floor for Northwest, Dylan Starzl along with Kyle Slake inside. Slake, a 6'10 junior out of Firth, Nebraska, and he had 13 points in the win over Graceland. Starzl will jump center. You have Matt Wallace on the floor along with Alex Sullivan and Bryson Williams, the guards for the Cats. Bryson playing in his hometown tonight, the St. Joseph native out of Lafayette, taking the floor. Starzl will jump center and jump up against Cooper Beckett, 6'8 sophomore out of Prairie Village, Kansas. Starzl also at 6'8. And before we get to the tip, we have official Dan Nowakowski coming over and talking with Coach McCollum on the sidelines. And it looks like we're going to have a change here as Starzl will go to the sideline and Grant Kozad will come into the ballgame. I don't know if Dylan wasn't listed on the starters that was presented at the scorer's table. I think that might be the case here. So we will have now Slake move into the jump ball circle, and Kyle Slake at 6'10 will jump center now and jump it up against Cooper Beckett. So a little bit of a slow start to this one tonight. Kelly Groom, the official, will toss the ball up, and the tip is controlled by Rockhurst as they go from our right to our left. Across the timeline goes D.J. Dunbar into the front court. Out front looking at the Northwest man-to-man defense. Pass to the right wing and David Wingerson. Out between the circles, Beckett picked up by Slake, who gives him a little room out front. Right side for Dunbar. Goes bounces low right and gets it low on the corner to Wingerson. Fadeaway jumper from 7 is good as Wingerson knocks it down. And now we've got a turnover off the inbound as Northwest steps over the line trying to get the inbound in. So this will give Rockhurst another chance here as Kozad goes to the sideline and Starzl into the ballgame. Inbound goes right side, Wingerson out between the circles for Dunbar. Looks on the right wing, finds Wingerson. Out to the top of the key, Beckett. A nice motion offense by Rockhurst. Cross court right side. And a jumper from the 7, actually a three-pointer up and in by James Robinson, the former Pittsburgh State Gorilla. And that will give Rockhurst the early lead. Off the right side is Alex Sullivan. Looks into the right corner for Wallace. Wallace to the free throw line. Goes low left side for Slake. Slake leans in. Goes up with a shot off the last one. Go. Rebound tip by Wingerson out. And it is controlled by Robinson. And the Hawks on the fast break. Dunbar on the right wing.
Get your tree started off to a healthy new year. Winter is the best time to prune trees. Proper pruning increases their health and beauty. It also makes trees safer by promoting a strong structure. This reduces the chance of damage during severe weather. To learn more about good pruning techniques, log on to MissouriConservation.org and search keyword pruning. If you hire a professional arborist, check their credentials and avoid any that top trees. A reminder from the Missouri Department of Conservation.
They're going to jump out of trees. They'll go down the slide head first. They'll make parachutes out of sheets. But one of the most dangerous things kids will do happens while they're sitting perfectly still. Kids who ride in a car without a booster seat are much more likely to suffer serious or fatal injury, but amazingly, 80% of all kids who need them aren't in them. After a toddler seat and until they're 4'9", booster kids, and don't let them down.
Go to boosterseat.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
You and I haven't shaken hands yet. We've never chatted at a party.
And welcome back to the Missouri Western Campus. We apologize for some technical difficulties down here with our phone line. It's a 3-2 game as Rockhurst in front of Northwest. Off of the right side with it is Wingerson. Rockhurst with the ball to the top of the key. Right of the lane, McCann down the lane. The runner off the back of the rim won't go. Tip up in there high off the glass. Pop four and controlled on the baseline off the left side by Alex Sullivan for Northwest. And then the ball tipped out of his hands by Cooper Beckett, the 6'8 sophomore inside player. So Northwest will go from our left to our right. And Northwest down by 1-3-2. Cross midcourt right side goes Wallace to the right wing. Out front gets it to Williams. Mouse pass low post right side for Starzl for the ball fake on the glass and good. So Starzl, who was originally listed as a starter, had to sit down. They had Kozad in the book as a starter. So Starzl back in the ballgame, and he's knocked down 4 points, all four of the Bearcat points as Northwest takes a 4-3 lead. Across midcourt on the right side, Dunbar looks on the right wing and gets it to Robinson. They swing it to the left corner where there's McCann. Bounce pass in the lane, goes loose out into the backcourt and trying to save it into the front court, and a violation coming up on Rockhurst. Good hustle though by Cooper Beckett, diving after the ball through the jump ball circle. Couldn't get there in time for the Hawks. So Northwest will have it as they go from our left to our right. 4-3, Northwest Missouri State in front. Wallace across midcourt right side. Bounce pass to the top of the key, Bryson Williams. Guarded by McCann, now the man-to-man again inside. They get it to Starzl. Nice bounce pass, threaded the needle. Starzl on the blocks off the right side. Spun off the glass, good. And it's a 6-3 game. Northwest Missouri State in front of Rockhurst as Starzl has all six of the Bearcat points. Kareem Amadou into the ballgame now for Rockhurst, a 6'6 junior out of Naperville, Illinois, just outside of Chicago. And it looks like Dylan Starzl now might have a little bit of a cut as an official stop play, or it actually looks like a little blood on his jersey there, having that wiped off right now. And he's forced to set down, and Grant Kozad coming into the game. James Robinson will inbound for Rockhurst, a 6-3 Northwest Missouri State lead, just over 16 minutes left in the first half. Across the timeline on the left side, Dunbar, bounce pass right, goes to McCann. Now on the right wing is Amadou. They bring it on the left side for McCann, trying to go low left. Robinson to the free throw line. Amadou drives, runner won't go, short, rebound underneath the bucket, controlled by Beckett. His pass into the left corner, knocked out of bounds by Wallace. And now Rockhurst will inbound. Well, inbound as he will inbound from the far left corner. Inbound left side Beckett. Beckett back left side Robinson. Into a double team on the sideline. Goes low left side Beckett. And his shot hits the side of the backboard. Gets his rebound. In the lane, a little running hook shot. Too hard. Rims out in the rebound Northwest. Clearing it away is Williams on the fast break left side. Sullivan to the left wing. Out front. Finds Williams, back right side for Kozad. Now to Williams on the right wing. Between the circles, Sullivan. Left side is Williams. It's a screen by Kozad. Pulls up top the key now. Kozad low left with it. Takes a bounce. Into lane, a little right-handed runner. Good. Grant Kozad makes it an 8-3. Northwest Missouri State lead over Rockhurst. Dunbar with the left hand will go across the timeline on Sullivan. Dribbles left wing. Robinson on the wing takes the pass. Tries past Williams through the lane and gets a strip loose as he goes in the paint, and a whistle and a foul. Official Dan Nowakowski to make the call. Reach in on Bryson Williams. That'll be his first. It's also the first team foul on Northwest. Robinson goes to the free throw line to shoot a couple. He's 4-6 on the season from the line and knocks down the first free throw. Robinson with all four of Rocker's points. Left-handed free throw shooter. Second one rims around and out. Rebound on the floor. Chased by Schlake. Knocked loose. Picked up by Kozad for Northwest. Now to Williams across the timeline right side to the right wing. Takes it to the top of the key. Now high for Schlake. High post left side Kozad. Kozad spins down the lane, left spins around. Amadou lays it up and in. Nice strong move by Kozad inside. Northwest doing a good job with the big guys inside early on. 10-4, Northwest Missouri State in front. Dylan Starzl with 6 and Kozad with 4, the two Kearney natives supplying the scoring for the Bearcats. Right side Robinson down the lane, a runner on the right is good. James Robinson with 6 points. 4-point game, Northwest in front, 10-6. 14:47 left in the first half. Wallace top of the key, looks left side. Williams now finds Sullivan and a whistle away from the ball inside. Or did they? I think they're going to say that Sullivan. Nope, they're going to call this on Schlake inside after all. A little bit of pushing, trying to position for some rebounding inside. Schlake will get called for the foul. That will be his first, team second, and a break in the action. 14:42 left in the first half. Northwest 10, Rockhurst 6. Back after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest Department of Humanities and Social Sciences offers degrees in geography, history, philosophy, political science, public administration, comprehensive crisis response, geographic information science, and more. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City. Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Back at St. Joseph at the Looney Fieldhouse, Northwest 10, Rockhurst 6. Northwest right now is shooting very well from the field, 71%, 5 of 7 on their shots, and the majority of those coming in at the paint right now. And for Rockhurst, struggling 2 of 9 from the field. 10-6 though, Northwest Missouri State in front. Bounce pass off the left side, they get it to Beckett. Out to the top of the key is Amadou, as Starzl gets in the little room. Now to Robinson down the lane, a runner now instead drops it low right side in the blocks and gets it to Amadou, who lays it up and in. 2-point game, Northwest up 10-8. Wallace into the front court off the right side to the right wing. Bounce pass out front, Williams. Right side, Wallace. Popping out on the right wing as Starzl turns, takes the jumper from 14. A high bounce off the rim. The rebound, Robinson for the Hawks. Clears it out. And we'll give it to Dunbar. Almost threw it away in the backcourt. Dunbar chases it and takes it across the timeline left. Now front between the circles. Beckett swings it right side, Robinson. As D'Angelo Haley picks him up. D'Angelo didn't play in a Sunday's game. Left side for Dunbar. Out front right side. Amadou thought about the long jumper. Instead goes right wing and finds Leon Duffy. He throws it away. Stepping in front of the pass at the free throw line was Grant Cozad for Northwest. Now it goes Wallace left. Into the front court. Out front right, Cozad. And a man played by Rockhurst. Out front left, Williams. Now near the left sideline is Wallace. High post left, Starzl. Holds the ball high over his head. Now goes with the pass out front left, Haley. Bounce pass high left. Starzl at the elbow. Dribbles into the lane. Leans into the right-handed runner is good. Starzl with 8 points early in this one. A 4-point Bearcat lead, 13-10 left in the first half. Dunbar across the timeline. Picked up by Williams. Looks off the left wing, Amadou. Out front between the circles, Beckett. Now left side, Robinson, quick bounce pass. Low left in the blocks. Amadou trying to drive in the line. Now Starzl up and under move off the glass. Won't go as it rims out, and the rebound, Starzl clears it to Wallace. And across the timeline, Wallace pushes it between the circles, pulls up. Line Starzl trailing. Left side is Williams. Now top of the key, Haley sets up the long three. Out front, rims out, rebound low left, pulled away by Amadou for Rockhurst. Into the front court, right, Dunbar. Amadou, top of the key, left. Robinson, high post left. They get it for Beckett down the lane. Left drives on Cozad and a foul. Aaron Zitron, the official, making the call here as Cozad will pick up the foul, his first. 13th foul on the Cats. Beckett going to the free throw line. Rockhurst as a team right now in the season shooting very well from the free throw line. 21 of 26. Just over 80%. Free throw rattles in. Beckett's first free throw of the game. Kirker and Funk into the game for Northwest as Cozad and Starzl to the sideline. Connor Kirker, a 6'2 freshman out of Overland Park, Kansas. Scored 4 points and pulled down 4 rebounds against Graceland on Sunday. Second free throw by Beckett drops down. And he'll go to the sideline as Brent Hornig into the game. 6'7 senior of Overland Park, Kansas. Cats up by 2, 12-10 with 12:23 left in the first half. Wallace walks across midcourt. Out front right is Slake. Finds Tyler Funk. Guarded by Amadou. Bounce pass left for Haley. Haley through the lane, spins down the lane. Left side, his shot is rejected, though, by Liam Duffy. His first block of the season, and then knocks it off of Haley out of bounds. Rockers from our right to our left. Chance now for the Hawks to tie it up or take the lead this trip down, and being pressured a little bit off the inbound as B.J. Dunbar back into the ballgame, picked up by Haley. In the front court left side, gets the pass for McCann. Out front left, Hornig pulls up the dribble and hands off to Dunbar off the left wing. Drives on Haley down the lane, underneath the bucket, bounce pass out front left. Hornig holds the ball, now free throw line right with the pass. Amadou drives the lane up the right side, lays it up and in. And he has 4 points, ties the game up at 12. Wallace for Northwest, into the front court left side. Picked up by McCann, now between the circles. Right side, Haley, and a whistle inside, and a foul coming up. That's going to go on the Hawks. Hornig will pick up his first foul. A push inside with Slate. That's just the second team foul on Rocker, so Northwest inbound baseline right. Haley into the right corner. Skips the pass out front left for Funk. Low left Slate, back out to Funk, top the key. Sets up, and that is jumper rims around out of the rebound. Pulled away inside by Hornig. Well, give it to Dunbar, and he'll take it across the timeline. Guarded by Haley. Right wing pass. Duffy picked up by Crooker. The pass tipped away by Wallace, goes out of bounds. Hornig trying to go left for McCann off the wing and knocked out of bounds. So Rockhurst will inbound. Sullivan and Starzl back into the ball game as Haley to the sideline. And Kozak getting a breather off the right side with it on the wing is McCann. Out front left on the wing, Duffy. Duffy, cross court right, McCann. Shot clock tattoo, a long three between the circles, takes a high bounce off the rim, and the rebound cleared away by Starzl for Northwest. Outlet Wallace as the Cats run the floor. Into the right side, Kirker. Out of Wallace, out front, Funk top of the key. Looks left side, Sullivan, high left for Starzl. Near the elbow, holds the ball. Dribbles and brings it out front for Sullivan. Thought about the three, instead drives the lane. A layup, good, as he weaved his way through traffic inside and scooped it in. Alex Sullivan with his first two of the game. That gives Northwest a 14-12 lead with 10-17 left in the half. Amadou to the baseline, drives on Starzl, lays it up and in off the left side. 6 points for Amadou out of the first half. And the game tied at 14. 10 minutes left in the half. Wallace into the front court, left side on Brandon McCann. Gives it to Connor Crooker. Now back to Wallace on the give and go. Misses the layup off the left side, and the rebound now pulled away by Dunbar and across the timeline. Now a hop, left side on the wing. The pass goes for Duffy. Right side pass McCann. McCann out between the circles. Duffy behind the back with the dribble for the 6'4 player from Rapid City, South Dakota. High post right side. Gets the pass inside for Hornig. Ball tipped away by Sullivan, who controls it on the baseline. Now that to Wallace and Northwest. Quick the turnover. Long pass down the floor, trying to lead Starzl underneath the bucket. Tried to save it inbound. Does, but it's controlled by Hornig for the Rockers. Now to Dunbar. Left side pass. Duffy through the lane. Kicks it back to Dunbar. Left side picks up. Goes right. Now through the lane. A hook pass too hard. Goes out of bounds. Trying to find Amadou in the block off the left side. Now pass just whistled right by his right ear and out of bounds. 9-11 left in the first half. Northwest and Rockers tied up at 14. We'll be back right after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is being underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by National Investors and Northwest alumni. RGO Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699. Northwest Missouri State University students are invited to register for the 4th Annual Bearcat Leadership Training Conference, January 25th and 26th. The free conference, this year's theme, YOLO, You Only Lead Once, features keynote speakers and a variety of leadership workshops. The conference is open to all Northwest students and organizational advisors interested in enhancing their leadership skills. Session topics will include time management, goal setting, finance, teamwork, and effective meetings. Conference sessions will be 4:30 to 9:30, Friday, January 27th.
Back on the Missouri Western campus in St. Joseph, Northwest 14, Rockhurst 14. It's the opening game of the Hilliard Classic hosted by Missouri Western. Don't forget, later tonight, the Northwest Missouri State women take to the floor in the Winstead Reese Classic at Bearcat Arena. Matt Gorder will have the play-by-play of the matchup with Southwest Minnesota State. That game will tip off right around 7 o'clock, and right after this game, we'll be sending it back to Maryville and the play-by-play of that matchup. So a doubleheader of basketball tonight on the Bearcat Radio Network. Connor Kirker will go right side, finds Bryson Williams, who checked in during the timeout. Bounce pass low right for Starthel's. Had a good first half. Back to Kirker. Goes with the ball fake and a nice little move. Was able to get Liam Duffy up in the air, but as he spun around him, gets called for the travel. And the turnover will give it right back to Rockhurst. Brandon McCann, 6'1", junior out of Bowling Green, Missouri. Across the timeline right on Williams. Out front left side, Robinson. Looks on the left wing for Kareem Amadou. Between the circles for Duffy. Back left for McCann on the wing. Picked up by Williams. Dribbles right in front of us. Goes high post between the circles. And finds Paul Howard, who also checked in during that timeout. Seeing his first action. Go right, Duffy trying to post up fourth. Kirker spin in the lane. Left-handed jumper won't go. Fight for the board. Starzl is trying to control it by reaching over and knocking the ball away. And also picking up the foul is Paul Howard, 6'9", junior out of Chicago, Illinois. Seeing Coach Bill O'Connor with a number of players from the Chicago area on this year's roster. Still tied at 14, Northwest on Rockhurst. Sullivan out near midcourt left side. Top of key, Williams on the right wing. Bounce pass high right for Starzl. Starzl backs in the lane, goes right side shot. Blocked by Howard, goes out of bounds and belongs to Northwest. Howard with his first block of the year. Kind of a wide body inside at 6'9". 8:10 left, first half. Tied up at 14, Northwest and Rockhurst. Connor Kirker looks to inbound, baseline left. Brings it all the way up front left for Sullivan. Quick pass left corner for Williams. Will bring it out with the dribble near the timeline in front of the scorer's table. 12 on the shot clock. Left side Williams takes the top of the key. Inside the arc, takes the jumper from 16. Runs out. Rebound inside as Howard clears it away for the Hawks. Allen Robinson into the front court with the pass for Brandon McCann. 7:50 left in the half. Northwestern Rockers tied at 14. McCann looks right side. On the wing, Robinson. Drives, kicks it left side on the baseline. A fadeaway jumper rims around and out by Duffy. Fight for the board inside. And coming away with it is Alex Sullivan from Northwest. Into the front court to the top of the key. Looks on the trail to Starzl. Out between the circles. Williams now to Sullivan. Low right side. Starzl trying to drive to the baseline and a foul. This one to go on Rockhurst. Paul Howard, who picks up his second very quickly. And that will get David Wingerson back into the ball game for Rockhurst. And also Cooper Beckett, so the two post players that started this game, back out onto the floor for Rockhurst. Kirker will inbound, baseline right. Still tied at 14 with 7:21 left in at the first half. Kirker with the inbound, right side, Sullivan into the right corner, Williams. Dribbles right side as Rockhurst goes into a 2-3 zone off this inbound. First time they've shown zone tonight. Sullivan on the left wing, a long three in front of the Rockhurst bench, rolls out and a fight for the board inside. And this one will go against Rockhurst as Starzl's trying to post up underneath with Wingerson. Wingerson, a little bit of a push with his backside, gets called for the foul. His first 15th foul now on Rockhurst. Northwest with three, picking those up relatively early in the half. Williams off the inbound on the right side. Goes cross court left. Kirker back right side. Williams trying to go with a bounce pass through that 2-3 zone. Knocked away by Beckett. Picked up by Rockhurst and Robinson. On the drive left side, Wingerson. They bring it out front. A long three by Duffy. The left-handed three knocks it down for 21 out front. His first bucket of the game. And that gives Rockhurst the lead, 17-14. First time they've led since a 3-0 early on. Driving the lane the other way, though, was the freshman Connor Kirker, who knocks down the runner. One-point game, Northwest down 17-16. Into the front court right side is Brandon McCann. Looks left on the wing, Liam Duffy. Out front, top of the key, Wingerson. Puts the pass left side for Duffy. Back to Wingerson, high post left. Now they look low on the right side. Driving is Beckett as he spins around. Kozad lays it up and in. Nice strong move and a bucket. And a 19-16 Rockhurst lead over Northwest. Williams on the right side. Out front, Sullivan. Left side on the wing. Kirker gets a screen by Cozad, and Cozad takes it. Left side, jumper on the way off the front of the rim from 12. Fight for the board by Starzl. A couple dribbles, tries to go up with a shot off the right side, and it's fouled.
Rockers ball is on a reach on McCann.
This will get McCann with his first foul and send Cozad to the free throw line. McCann giving up quite a bit to Cozad there. Starzl at 6'8", and McCann was 6'1", is 6'1", at the line. Starzl misses the free throw. Starting to struggle a little bit early on at the line. Northwest trailing 19-16 with 5:49 left in the first half. Second free throw by Dillon, nothing but net. 9 points for Dillon Starzl, and he'll go to the sideline. Tyler Funk back into the ballgame. So Northwest going with a smaller lineup here. They have Wallace Kirker along with Sullivan, Cozad, and Funk. On the left wing, Robinson hooks the pass left side from Wingerson, trying to drive the baseline, cut off by Funk. Out front right side with a quick pass for Duffy. Duffy trying to go high, does it. The free throw line finds Beckett trying to drive. Instead, dumps it into the right corner for Robinson. Out front right, Beckett. Now to McCann between the circles. Shot clock's at 8. High post left. Wingerson turns, takes the jumper from 17 up in front of the rim. Rebound inside to Alex Sullivan. One of the things that Coach McCollum was talking about earlier this week was that he really likes the job Sullivan does on the boards besides his shooting. Now he takes a 3 off the left wing, runs out. Struggling a little bit tonight from the field. Rebound Rockhurst out to the top of the key. McCann. And he travels with it as it goes with the pass between the circles. And a break in the action. 4:58 left in the first half. Rockhurst in front of Northwest, 19-14. We'll be back right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero and Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at maryvillemo.org.
Welcome back to St. Joseph on the Missouri Western Campus, the Hillier Classic, Northwest and Rockhurst, an opening round game of this men's Hillier Classic. Northwest trailing Rockhurst 19-17. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Coming out of the timeout, the Bearcats inbound as Wallace takes it across the timeline. Dribbles left on Brandon McCann. Takes it to the top of the key. Finds Kirker. Bounce pass low left. Cozad trying to post up in the lane. Up with a shot off foul shot with the right hand. Won't go. And the rebound inside put away by Wingerson for Rockhurst. Northwest right now shooting 40% from the field. 8 of 20. They started off pretty hot inside, getting the ball in the paint with some good looks. Northwest still struggling from out beyond the perimeter. 0 of 5 early in this game. Northwest down by 2. Whistle away from the ball as Robinson had it out on the wing. Dan Nowakowski, the official underneath the bucket, calls the foul on Northwest. And Dillon Starzl gets called for the foul. Cozad gets called for the foul there. So Cozad getting called for the foul, picking up his second. It's been a physical game underneath big players inside and a little pushing and shoving in this first half, and officials right now trying to tighten up things a bit. Northwest down by 2, 19-17. Now, Matt Wallace doing a little bit of cleaning on the floor as they threw a towel out to wipe up some perspiration. James Robinson will get ready to inbound right in front of the Northwest bench. And there's a spot just off to the right of top of the key on the Rockhurst offense here. They're right in front of us. It's a little bit wet, and they're trying to get that dried up, and it hasn't really been done to the satisfaction of the players or the officials, and now looks like they're ready to go. Robinson gets the inbound, gives it to B.J. Dunbar out between the circles, picked up by Alex Sullivan, looks on the right wing, back to Robinson. Out front, Amadou looks left side, McCann. McCann out front, left side with Dunbar, with two on the shot clock. And now to the top of the key, and the shot clock violation. McCann just dribbling out top. Rocker's unaware of the shot clock, and the violation will give it to Northwest. 3:59 left in the half. Northwest trailing Rockhurst, 19-17. Funked inbound, gets it to Wallace. Wallace picked up at midcourt by James Robinson. Into the front court, right side, dribbles to the right wing. Out front, left. Kirker looks high post right for Starzl. Dribbles down the lane, right. Ball fake up the shot off the glass. Being good as he drives on Wingerson. 11 points for Starzl. We saw that matchup early in this half. Worked to Northwest advantage. Shortly after Northwest scored a couple buckets inside, Bill O'Connor, the head coach of Rockhurst, got a substitution out there. Now Northwest trying to take advantage of that matchup again. Robinson right side as he tries to drive. Whistle a little away from the ball, and this one looks to go against Northwest. Matt Wallace gets called for the foul. Reach in, that'll be his first. And now Rockhurst inbound baseline right. That also the fifth team foul against Northwest. Dunbar out between the circles. Looks right side. McCann, a long three in front of the Bearcat bench. Rims around it now. No one but Bearcats inside the rebound as Starzl pulls it away. Gives it to Sullivan to the right wing. Right side, Kirker back to Sullivan. Back high post left for Starzl. Now to Wallace. Takes it inside the arc. Takes the jumper off the left side. Rims out. Rebound pulled down by Amadou for Rockhurst. Gives it to McCann across the timeline right with 3 minutes left in the half. Left wing pass Dunbar, out front Robinson between the circles. Back to the left side, Dunbar dribbles to the free throw line. Bounce pass into the left corner, it leads Wingerson too far. And it goes out of bounds in the far left corner, so Northwest will take it off the turnover. Just the sixth turnover for Rockhurst in the first half. Northwest with four. Game tied up at 19. 2:44 left in the half. Across the timeline, left side, Wallace on the drive to the top of the key. Back right side, pulls up, out front for Funk. Wallace, bounce pass low, Wingerson dives after the ball, knocks it loose, and it's picked up by Robinson. And here comes Rockhurst on the fast break. Dunbar to the left wing. Between the circles, Wingerson. He gets credit for causing the turnover. Out front right is Robinson, trying to drive on D'Angelo Haley. Right wing pass McCann, and is... Dribble knocked out of bounds by Connor Kirker, the freshman for Northwest out of Overland Park, getting some playing time early in this game. 19-19 game, 2:15 left in the half. James Robinson to inbound and gets the inbound right for Dunbar. And a drive on Haley, now backs out near the timeline, left wing pass McCann. Take the top of the key and a collision. And let's see which way this goes. It's going to be a block coming up against Northwest and Tyler Funk. The fans behind us wearing the Bearcat green thought it might have been a charge that time. But Funk trying to slide over just a little bit late getting there and getting set. Gets called for the foul. Grant Kozak comes into the game and Funk will go to the sideline. Tied at 19 with 2:05 left in the first half. Inbound, right side, Amadou. Now to Dunbar. Being pressured by Haley as he dribbles out between the circles. Lost handle on the dribble, picked up by Haley, who now goes through a double team and a collision and a foul. And this will send Northwest to the free throw line. Foul on B.J. Dunbar. And this will have Haley going to the line for the first time this season. 6'3 senior out of Detroit. Came to the Bearcats last year at Kankakee Community College in Illinois. And put together a season which earned him an honorable mention award from the NCAA. His free throw, though, goes about three quarters of the way down and then pops out. Still tied at 19. Rebound to Rockhurst. Dunbar across the timeline. Drives on Haley. Looks left wing with the pass for Amadou. Top of the key, Wingerson. Right wing is Dunbar. Trying to drive on Haley. Now brings it back out with the left-handed dribble in front of the scorer's table. 13 on the shot clock. Dribbles left side. Now it gets right side. McCann open with a three. It's off the front of the rim. Rims out. And the rebound Kozad for Northwest. Rockhurst just 2 of 6 on three-point opportunities. Northwest yet to hit one tonight. Tied up at 19. 1:18 left in the half. Wallace with dribble off the left side. Trying to go to Kirker into the left corner. Pass tipped and out of bounds. And it'll belong to Northwest off of James Robinson. Northwest will inbound in the far left corner. Right in front of the Rockhurst bench. Chance to take the lead this trip down. 18 on the shot clock. 1:10 left in the first half. Wallace on the left wing. A long bounce pass right side to Haley. Goes low and a reach over foul coming up. They went with the bounce pass on the entry low post for Dylan Starzl. And Amadou will pick up the foul reaching over. And this will send Starzl back to the free throw line where he's 1-for-2. In double figures already with 11. The only player for either team in double figures at this point. Shooting a 1-1. The front one, the first one hits the front of the rim, then the glass and in. 12 points for Dylan Starzl. Kyle Slake in. Grant Kozad goes to the sideline. 20-19. Northwest with the 1-point lead. Starzl knocks down the second. 21-19 Northwest. 1 minute left in the first half. Accelerating off the left side, Dunbar to the left wing, Robinson. Coming out after him is Haley on the defense. Crossover dribble, free throw line left, and he throws it away. Got up in the air. Rockhurst trying to go for the rebound. Thought that Robinson's go for the shot. Instead wanted to dump it low and the ball out of bounds, and the turnover will give it to Northwest. Another turnover by Rockhurst. First portion of the half, they didn't turn over that often. Right now, Rockhurst with 8 on the game. Northwest has turned it over 7 times. Both teams struggling a little bit from the field here. Rockhurst 33% from the field, 7 of 21, while Northwest is 9 of 23, doing it mostly with the percentage shots down in the low post area, both in the blocks off the right or left side. And Dylan Starzl really doing a good job against the big players for Rockhurst. Starzl right now with 13 points. One area that Northwest was hot on Sunday against Grayson, but cool tonight. 3-point opportunities. Northwest 0 of 5. Rockhurst just 2 of 6 from there. Bearcats at the free throw line, 3 of 6, while Rockhurst 3 of 4. 48 seconds left in the half. Northwest Missouri State in front, 21-19. Where Northwest gets the inbound. Got a substitution coming in as Phil O'Connor will send into the game Leon Duffy. And Duffy to take the place of David Wingerson. It looks to have maybe a little bit of blood on his elbow, and they'll treat that. Wallace will take it down the floor, left to right, into the front court right side. Takes the top of the key, pulls up, right side pass for Kirker. Now to Wallace, back to Kirker as they play catch right side. 23 on the shot clock. Now to Wallace, top the key, left side is Haley. Haley with the drive to the baseline, cut off, and throws it away. Wanted to go to Wallace, who cut toward the bucket, is picked off by Robinson. Here comes McCann on the fast break, left side, blows the layup, and the rebound, Haley for Northwest. 3-on-1 break, Haley through the lane, right side to the bucket, lays it up, and he blows the layup on the Bearcats side, and the ball out of bounds will belong to Rockhurst. So both teams with breakaway layups, and neither one converting, and Rockhurst will have it with 16.5 seconds left in the half. Bearcats in front, 21-19. Sullivan and Williams to come into the game for Coach Ben McCollum. Haley and Slate to the sideline. 16 and a half seconds left in the first half. Northwest holding on to a 2-point lead. Dunbar pressure by Sullivan. Takes it into the front court left side. Now with 7 seconds left on the half. Crossover dribble to the bucket on the left side. Dunbar misses another layup and the rebound on the floor to Wallace. And a long baseball pass down the floor will go wide right as the buzzer sounds. And the first half comes to a close. Northwest will take a 2-point lead into the locker room at halftime. Northwest 21, and Rockhurst at 19. I'll be back to the Missouri Western Fieldhouse in St. Joseph right after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MarryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
And welcome back to the Missouri Western Fieldhouse, the Looney Fieldhouse, on the Missouri Western campus, Northwest Missouri State, in front of Rockhurst. 21-19 at the end of the first half. It's an opening game of the Hillier Classic hosted by Missouri Western. William Jewell, one of the four teams in this classic, doing a little pregame warming up here at halftime. Jewell will face Missouri Western tonight in the second game here in St. Joseph. Again, Northwest in front 21-19. A little bit of a rough shooting first half for both teams. Both teams struggling from the perimeter. Then in the last minute of the half, both teams had some breakaway layups. So Rockhurst with two that they couldn't get to drop. And then Northwest had a three-on-one break. And D'Angelo Haley tried to go up with the layup, and that one didn't go. And we're still at a 21-19 game, Northwest in front of Rockhurst. And Northwest overall doing a good job inside, getting the ball in into particular Dylan Starzl with a pretty good matchup. I think Northwest really likes that matchup they've seen between Starzl and David Wingerson. Wingerson, a freshman at 6'5", trying to match up with Starzl at 6'8", and a junior. And Starzl really doing a good job in the first half right now with 13 points, and most of those really on the blocks off of the right side from about 2 or 3 feet out. Doing a good job maybe going with a quick ball fake and getting Wingerson up in the air and spinning around him for an easy bucket. And right now that's one of the big differences. As play inside by Starzl, helping Northwest to the lead here at 21-19. We'll check a lot of the totals a little bit later on during halftime here. Again, we're at the half. Northwest Missouri State in front of Rockhurst at 21-19. We'll be back right after this one-minute timeout.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa, 660-562-2600.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Northwest's Department of Natural Sciences is comprised of the disciplines of biology, chemistry, and geology. It includes the innovative interdisciplinary nanoscale science major. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle, and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at compassdentalgroup.com. And welcome back to halftime here in St. Joseph. Northwest Missouri State in front of Rockhurst as they lead 21-19. Just the first of two games along the Bearcat Radio Network tonight. The Northwest women are in action this evening at Bearcat Arena as part of the Winstead Reeves Classic. Northwest will face Southwest Minnesota State. That game will tip off right around 7 o'clock. Matt Gorder will have the play-by-play of that one as we'll be going straight from here to Bearcat Arena for the matchup with the Northwest women and Southwest Minnesota State. And for Northwest, off to a good start on the women's side, undefeated under first-year head coach Mark Kellogg, posting wins over Quincy. And then earlier this week, a victory as well as Northwest won a matchup with Tabor College. And now facing Southwest Minnesota State tonight. Southwest Minnesota State still looking for their first win on the year. They come in 0-2. Meanwhile, the Northwest women at 2-0 on the young season. The Northwest women also playing tomorrow night as they will face William Jewell in a 6 o'clock tip-off. And tomorrow night, essentially a doubleheader between Northwest and William Jewell. The Northwest men also facing a William Jewell. That game will be right here in St. Joseph at the Looney Fieldhouse as part of the Hillier Classic. And we'll have the broadcast of that one for you beginning at 5:10 with our pregame. It's a 5:30 tip-off again here in St. Joseph tomorrow. Northwest and William Jewell on the men's side. Again, William Jewell right now going through some warm-ups here at halftime of this Northwest Rockers game. William Jewell to face the host school, Missouri Western, in a game which will start about 25 minutes after the matchup here between Northwest and the Rockers. Don't forget, we've got Bearcat football tomorrow as well. It's opening round game of the NCAA Division II playoffs. Northwest coming in with a 9-2 record. They'll face the 9-1 Harding University Bisons. Again, noon is kickoff time. We'll have the play-by-play beginning at 11 o'clock with Bearcat game day from Bearcat Stadium as the Bearcats in the NCAA Division II playoffs for the ninth straight year, facing a Harding team, seeing their first action in the Division II playoffs. Should be a good matchup against a team that runs the triple option. Harding does a similar type of offense to what Missouri Southern did. The Northwest with the win over the Lions earlier, but the coaching staff for Northwest talking about the fact that Harding runs the option much better than Southern, and that will be one of the keys to take and shut down that triple option tomorrow afternoon. So, again, don't forget that you can follow that game if you can't be there in person along the Bearcat Radio Network. Noon is kickoff time. We'll have the broadcast beginning at 11 o'clock with Bearcat game day. Again, here at the half, Northwest Missouri State in front of Rockers, 21-19. We'll be back and have more for you right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is underwritten by national investors and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777. Northwest Missouri State Basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodsen, Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, Vaquero Herzog, REMAX Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State Basketball is a production of KXCV Radio.
Again, back in St. Joseph at the Hillier Classic, Northwest in front of Rockers here at halftime, 21-19. And neither team had much of a lead out of this first half for Northwest. Their last lead again at 337. They've been able to hold on to that. The largest lead by the Bearcats, 6. Largest lead by Rockers out of the first half, 3. So it's been a close game through the first half of both teams. Again, struggling a little bit from the field. Again, we're at halftime, Northwest in front of Rockhurst, 21-19. We'll come back and take a look at the halftime highlights for you. That's coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at maryvillemo.org.
The Department of Behavioral Sciences at Northwest Missouri State University encompasses the disciplines of psychology, sociology, and child and family studies. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu. The Northwest Missouri State University Police Department will host a training session this month titled Animal Welfare and the Law. This training is for law enforcement, prosecutors, animal control personnel, and animal welfare advocates. The training is scheduled for 8 a.m. to noon Friday, November 30th in the station and is sponsored by the Humane Society of Missouri's Cruelty Investigations Task Force. Interested individuals should register by Friday, November 23rd by contacting Officer Christina Martinez, 660-562-1254.
The Halftime Report is brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, offering financial support for all Bearcat athletic programs. More information at 660-562-1713.
And welcome back to St. Joseph at the half. Northwest Missouri State 21 and Rockhurst at 19. As we look at the totals here from the first half, Northwest shooting 38% from the field, 9 of 24. They struggled from three-point range, though. 0 of 5 from there. I think they're a much better perimeter shooting team than what they've shown so far. At the free throw line, struggling a bit as well. 3 of 6 from there, while Rockers at 30% from the field, 7 of 23, and 2 of 6 from the three-point range. And at the free throw line, 3 of 4. Northwest out rebounding Rockers by a couple, 18 to 16. Northwest with 4 offensive boards and 14 defensive boards. Rockers 3 offensive and 13 defensive rebounds. The turnovers identical. Both teams have turned the ball over 8 times out of the first half. And for Northwest, one player in double figures, Dylan Starzl with 13 points. He's 5 of 7 from the field. And for Rockhurst, they have no one in double figures. The high scorer, Kareem Amadou, coming off the bench with 6 points. So again, Dylan Starzl with 13 of the 21 points that the Bearcats scored out of the first half. Northwest in front at halftime, 21 to 19. That's the way the totals look as we go individually a little bit more here with Starzl with 13 points. You've got Grant Kozad with 4 points. Then 2 points apiece to Alex Sullivan and Connor Kirker. Sullivan coming off a career high against Graceland on Sunday where he had 28 points. And they knocked down, I believe, 7 threes out of that one while getting off to a great start offensively there. But tonight, Northwest really struggling on the three-point shots. Really haven't taken all that many, and when they've had, just have not been able to get those to fall. Fortunately, though, for Northwest, getting that inside game going with Dylan Starzl, as Rockers having a tough time finding someone to match up with Starzl, and especially when they've had that matchup between Starzl and Wingerson, the junior out of Kearney, really taking advantage of the inside play with Wingerson, freshman. Although Wingerson did have a good game earlier this week against Loyola Chicago, a Division I opponent that game played in Chicago. Wingerson led his team in scoring with 10 and did a good job in that matchup. But struggling trying to match up with Dylan Starzl this evening. Again, at the half, Northwest 21, Rockhurst 19. We'll be back and get ready for a second half play right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
The Halftime Report is brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, offering financial support for all Bearcat athletic programs. More information at 660-562-1713. Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa, 660-562-2600.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
And welcome back to St. Joseph, 21-19. Northwest in front of Rockhurst, as both Northwest and Rockhurst going through their pregame warm-ups. Good to see you, Bill Lowe, the longtime MIAA Supervisor of Officials, who before that was a longtime official both football and basketball in the MIAA, since retired, but stopping by the broadcast area. Matt and I always look forward to talking with Bill Lowe when we have a chance, and St. Joseph native coming over and saying hi. So good to see Bill tonight. Don't forget, coming up later tonight, Northwest women's basketball as Northwest in the Winstead Reeves Classic facing Southwest Minnesota State. That game will tip off about 30 minutes from now. We'll have the broadcast of that immediately following the conclusion of this matchup here between Northwest and Rockhurst. Again, Northwest at 2-0 and Southwest Minnesota State at 0-2. Tomorrow night, the Northwest women then will get William Jewell and a 6 o'clock tip-off. That'll be an internet-only broadcast tomorrow. And that, again, will tip off at 6, pregame at 5:40. Matt will have that for you tomorrow night while I'll be back down here for the game between Northwest and also William Jewell and a 5:30 tip. Right after Bearcat football, as the Northwest football team in the playoffs against Harding University, 12 noon kickoff there, and again 11 o'clock is pregame. Both coaching staffs, some final words with their teams. Coach Ben McCollum in his fourth year, coming off a good season last year. Northwest this year picked third in MIAA preseason coaches and MIAA polls. the 19th nationally in the D2 Bulletin Top 25 poll. And again, coming off a year last year in which he went 22-7 and 15-5 in the NIAA, part of a three-way tie for the conference title with Central Missouri and Washburn. For the Hawks, they will come out with Connor Beckett at the post spot. Also inside, David Wingerson, TJ Dunbar, James Robinson, and also Brandon McCann. And for Northwest, Matt Wallace along with Bryson Williams, Alex Sullivan in the guards, Kyle Slake and Dylan Starzl starting in the post spots to start the second half. And the Cats will get the ball to start the second half as well. Wallace out to the top of the key, finds Williams, dribbles to the right. Out front between the circles, Wallace once again, cross court left side, Sullivan. Sullivan to the free throw line, goes back right side, gets it to Wallace. Wallace with the dribble on the lane, knocked loose by Robinson and picked up by Dunbar. And we've got a whistle here, Kelly Groom, official to make the call. Foul on Northwest and getting a call for the foul. Mount Wallace trying to reach in, knocked the ball loose as he went by, going down the court on the defense. 21-19, Northwest Missouri State in front of Rockers. Across the timeline, Dunbar looks on the right wing and gets it to Wingerson. Out front, left side, Dunbar. Out front, pass tipped away by Wallace, but controlled near the timeline by McCann. Right side pass for Robinson. Robinson, low right side. Gets it to Beckett. Beckett to the baseline. Fadeaway jumper from eight over Starzl. Rims around and out. And the rebound, Williams for Northwest. Clears it to Wallace. He'll take it across midcourt left side. Out front between the circles. Slake looks right wing. Sullivan. Left-handed dribble. Bounce pass. Low left for Starzl. Kicks it back right side. Sullivan open on the perimeter. The three rims around and out. Slake trying to pull the board and it's knocked out of his hands. Out of bounds by Brandon McCann. 21-19. Northwest in front. Neither team scored in this second half. Northwest inbound baseline left as they go from our right to our left in this second half. Inbound left side Sullivan. Slake near the left sideline. They swing it right side Wallace. Now to Sullivan. Long three off the left wing. That time he squared it up and knocks it down. Alex Sullivan with his first three of the game. And Northwest in front, 24-19. Dunbar into the front court with a hop, looks on the right wing. Gets it to Robinson. Now between the circles, Beckett. Left side for McCann. To the left baseline, brings it left side on the wing. Wingerson, a long three over Starzl. Long go, rebound McCann on the baseline. Tries to save it inbound. McCann steps on the baseline. The ball will go to Northwest from our right to our left. In Northwest tonight in their traveling green uniforms with the white numerals and trim, and Rockhurst in their home whites with the royal blue numerals and trim. Into the front court, Wallace. Cross court right side, Slake. To the right wing, Williams. Rockhurst back to man-to-man defense. Played a little 2-3 zone in the first half. Now Sullivan takes a pass on the right side and knocks down another three. Second straight trip down the floor and a three-pointer for the Cats and Alex Sullivan. 27-19, Northwest Missouri State in front. Into the front court off the left side, Dunbar. Looks left wing, Wingerson in front of the Rockers bench. Between the circles, Beckett. Way out front between the circles, goes low left. We'll get it to Dunbar. Dunbar picked up by Sullivan. Left wing pass, Wingerson. Goes with a pass to the left corner for Robinson, trying to drive on Williams instead. A fadeaway long three, too hard off the back of the rim. Rebound on the floor to Sullivan. And Alex down the right sideline, into the front court to the right wing. Pulls up, out top, Starzl. Holds the ball, needs a cutter, and now will dribble once and hand off to Williams, who comes over to help out. Walker's trying to extend their defense a bit. Now to Wallace on the left wing, to the top of the key. Takes it down the lane, gets caught up in there, dishes right side. Slake squares up, wants a jumper from 12. No rebound. Starzl on the block's left side, picks it left corner, Williams. Now Sullivan drives, reverse layup off the right side, hangs on the rim, won't go over. The tip by Slake is good. Slate with his first bucket of the game and a timeout. Rockers. Good start to the second half for the Bearcats. 29-19 as the Cats take the lead. We'll be back right after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest's Department of Health and Human Services offers programs ranging from physical education to coaching to dietetics and parks management. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City. Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
8-0 run to start the second half for Northwest as they lead 29-19 over Rockhurst. The Rockhurst yet to score in the second half. Four more chances plus 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Following the timeout by Rockhurst, the inbound go from our left to our right as Dunbar accelerates into the front court off the left side. Gets it on the left wing for Wingerson. Out between the circles is Beckett. The angular dribble goes on the right wing for Dunbar to the top of the key and begs his pivot foot just a little bit. Was trying to get a pass at the elbow off the left side for Wingerson. Waiting for Wingerson to make the cut to get there. Just drug his pivot foot a bit and the turnover will give it to Northwest. 10-point lead for the Bearcats, 29-19. Cats trying to open things up to start this second half. Williams looks right side for Connor Kirk, who checked in during the break. Off the left side is Sullivan on the wing. Gets a screen by Starzl, dribbles out to the top of the key. Looks right side on the wing, Williams. Williams to the free throw line, pulls up, stripped out of his hands by Robinson, and here comes Rockerts on the fast break. 2-on-2 break, left side, McCann drives, shot blocked away by Williams. Fight for the board inside by Crooker, and a foul on Rockhurst.
The Rockhurst foul in the backcourt is on Beckett.
Well, we'll go on Cooper Beckett, picking up his first foul, team's first as well. Good job by Williams, hustling down the floor and stopping that play, going up and blocking it away and keeping it in bounds so Northwest will get it, and then drawing the foul. Out front, Crooker, now to Williams. Looks in the lane, intended for Starzl. Ball knocked away, picked up by Beckett for Rockhurst. Rockhurst from our left to our right. Northwest up by 10. Out front, left side, Cooper Beckett. Cross court, right side, pass for Dunbar. Dunbar, working the screen by Wingerson, goes into a double team, finds Wingerson right corner, the three over Starzl, short off the front of the rim, takes a bounce over the backboard and out of bounds. Northwest from our right to our left now. 29-19, Northwest lead. And an 8-0 run to start this second half by the Bearcats. Connor Kirker across the timeline right. Dribbles with the left hand to the left wing. Spires the dribble, finds Slake. Now back to Kirker left. Near the sideline. Top of the key. Pick and roll, left side, Slake. Now back left side, Sullivan. Open on the wing. Another three. This time, air ball goes out of bounds. And it will block to Rockhurst. Sullivan's knocked down a couple threes here in the second half. 8 points total. Still not quite as confident as he was the first couple of games with that exhibition with Mizzou and then Sunday with Graceland. Off the right side, Wingerson. Top of the key, Dunbar. Bounce pass right for Robinson. Drives on Kirker down the lane, right side. Knocked away by Starzl. Comes away with the steal. Tyler Kirker. Right to left go the Bearcats. Kirker slows it up as he hops across the timeline. Left side pass on the wing for Bryson Williams. St. Joe native to the top of the key. Down the lane. Drives. Lays it up and in. Williams with his first bucket of the game. 10-0 run for Northwest. Just under 15 minutes left in the game. Across the timeline, Dunbar. Dribbles left on Sullivan. Bounce pass to the left wing. Wingerson. Out front, Kirker. Protect that out front is Beckett. Now goes left side for McCann. McCann with the dribble in front of the scorer's table. Finds Wingerson right in front of the Rockport bench. Beckett kicks the right side for Dunbar. Out front, jumper from 17 over Sullivan. Rims out right, but a foul coming up on Northwest. Then Alex will get a call for his first foul. Second team foul on the Bearcats in this second half. Breaking the action, 14-14. Left in the game, Northwest 31, Rockhurst 19. We'll be back in 90 seconds. Back in 90 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is being underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by national investors and Northwest alumni. RGO Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Kyra Mills, Director of Networks and Data Centers and Interim Director of Information Systems at Northwest Missouri State University, has announced her retirement. Her last day on campus will be Monday, November 12th, and her retirement is effective December 1st. Kyra Mills was named to the interim role in November 2011 after the retirement of former Vice President of Information Systems, Dr. John Rickman. Dr. Roger Von Halsen, the Director of Northwest Center of Information Technology and Education, will begin serving as interim Vice President.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group. Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com. Back in St. Joseph, B.J. Dunbar going to the free throw line to shoot a couple. And the free throw rattles in. That's the first point of the second half for Rockhurst. Rockhurst going 5 minutes and 14 seconds of the second half without a point. Now a 31-20 lead, Northwest Missouri State in front. As Bearcats scored 10 unanswered points to start the second half. Second free throw by Dunbar. Good. 10-point game, Northwest Missouri State in front, 31-21. Connor Crooker across the timeline, left for the Cats. Albert Weave out front, hands off to Wallace. He goes back left wing. Crooker gets a pick by Slate. Takes it to the top of the key. Right side on the wing for Sullivan. Low right for Starzl. Trying to post up with Paul Howard into the lane. Fadeaway jumper from six. Got it. First bucket of the second half for Starzl, who had 13 in the first half. 33-21 at Northwest in front of Rockers. Into the front court, left Dunbar. Right wing pass, Robinson. Out front, with it is Amadou. Looks left side and gets it to Leon Duffy, trying to drive on Williams to the baseline left out of a double team. Ball rolls left, though, picked up on the wing by Howard. Now to Dunbar. Runner blocked away by Starzl out front. Picks it back up. Looks right side, Robinson. 10 on the shot clock. Amadou to the right baseline, out of a double team. Lobs it out front right, Dunbar. Northwest really picking up the aggressiveness on defense. A jumper with two on the shot clock off the right is good, just inside the arc. Paul Howard, the big guy, stepping out and knocking down a rattling jumper. And it's a 10-point game. Northwest in front. Crooker, low right side. Starzl out front. Crooker right. Top of the key. Looks left for Sullivan. Left wing Williams to the top. Through the lane. Stops with 14. Jumper off the left won't go. And the rebound. Put away off the bounce to Howard and clears it to Dunbar. Dunbar into the front court right side. Out front, Amadou. Looks left wing. Duffy. Duffy back out to the top of the key. Robinson. Right wing pass Dunbar. Northwest in front. 33-23. Low left for Howard. Trying to post up on Starzl. Spins right. Pushes the jumper. Misses too hard off the right. The rebound. The putback blocked away by Schlake. As Amadou has his shot rejected. On the break. Down the lane. Sullivan loses the handle on the ball. Will go out of bounds off of Sullivan. And belong to Rockhurst. Wallace, Haley, and Kozad into the game. Slake to go to the sideline with Crooker and Williams. 10-point lead, Northwest in front of Rockhurst, 33-23. Northwest on the year, 1-0. Rockhurst, 1-1 coming into tonight's action. Dunbar to hop across the timeline. Looks on the left side. Amadou. Trying to motion Harris to cut through the lane and brings it out front for Duffy, who bobbles a bit, chases it right in front of the timeline, goes right side Dunbar. Dunbar at the top of the key with the dribble, looks left, Amadou, to the left wing Robinson. Trying to look inside, nothing there, now up front left Duffy. Duffy back off for the left side, Robinson to the baseline, drives into a double team, fadeaway jumper won't go short, rebound as it graces the rim, pulled away by Sullivan and Northwest. Now left to Wallace. And the ball is stripped out of his hands, picked up by Dunbar. Lays it up off the right side and hits the layup. 33-25, Northwest in front. 11:36 left in the game. Don't forget, right after this, we'll have Northwest and Southwest Minnesota State in the Winstead Reeves Classic at Bearcat Arena on the women's side. Bounce pass from Sullivan goes low right for Starzl, and a double team posts up and knocks it down. 17 points for Starzl. Back to a 10-point lead for the Bearcats. Just over 11 minutes left in the game. Off of the left side, Amadou. Out front is Howard. Looks right side, Dunbar. Back out front, high post left, Amadou. Drives, spins, hooks the pass low, up for the shot, and a foul. As they got it to Howard, cutting to the bucket. Wallace trying to block the shot. Got the ball, but a little bit of the body as well. Wallace will pick up the foul. That is his second, third team foul on Northwest. Paul Howard to the free throw line for the first time this season. A 35-25 Northwest lead over Rutgers. An even in the free throw on the way. Bounds out. Hunter Kirker and Tyler Funk back into the game for Northwest. Sullivan and Starzl to the sideline. Another free throw for Howard, the 6'9 junior out of Chicago. Comes to Rutgers via Trenton College. And a lane violation on Rutgers. Liam Duffy leans into the lane. And Cats will get it. Brandon McCann into the game. James Robinson to the sideline for Rutgers. Puck will inbound to Wallace. Northwest from our right to our left in the second half with a 10-point lead, 35-25. Wallace dribbling out front, pulls up. Now to Kirker between the circles. Left wing, Funk goes low left for Kozak. Kozak trying to post up and face the bucket. Down dribbles in the lane, spins up with a shot. Good, and a foul. Strong move by Grant Kozak to the bucket. Got clotheslined just a little bit, trying to make that move into the lane. And Paul Howard will pick up his third foul. And Kozad to the line for the first time tonight. Kozad, 6 points tonight. Had four in the season opener against Graceland. Spins the ball. Free throw on the way. Takes a high bounce off the rim. And the rebound, Howard, for Rutgers. Gives it to Dunbar across the timeline. Northwest in front, 37-25 down the lane. Layup blocked away by Kozad as Dunbar was driving down. But Kozad knocks it on the baseline out of bounds. Northwest had a number of blocks in this ball game, and for the most part, it's been positive keeping those inbounds and a chance to change possession. Out front is McCann. Looks left side, Duffy. Backs out near the timeline, pulls up the dribble. Now on the left side, finds Amadou trying to go low with it and whistling a foul. They dive after the ball underneath the bucket, and this will go against Northwest. Aaron Zitron, in his first year in MIAA officialing, will call the foul on Grant Kozak, picking up his third. Rutgers will inbound baseline left. That's also the fourth team foul on Northwest. Cats up by 12, their largest lead of the game. Inbound left side, Dunbar. Into the left corner, McCann. Guarded by Wallace. Northwest has stayed man-to-man the entire game. Duffy with her cross-cross court to left, McCann. Out between the circles, Amadou. Trying to drive on Funk. Puts it up too hard off the glass. Crashes the board and gets his rebound. Puts it up and in. His first bucket of the second half. He's got 8 points total, 39-25. Northwest Missouri State in front. Into the front court off the left side. With the dribble is Wallace. Back right side, pulls up. Now front Kirker, the left-handed three, is off the front of the rim. And the rebound pulled down by McCann on. And now it goes to Dunbar in the fast break. Pulls up, free throw line, left jumper good. 6 points for Dunbar. And now 37-29 game. Northwest in front. But Northwest head coach Ben McCollum wants to call the timeout as the Hawks getting a little bit of momentum here. 37-29. Northwest in front of Rutgers. We'll be back right after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at maryvillemo.org.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Following the inbound, a pass goes right side for D'Angelo Haley, who knocks down the three. That's his first of the game, just the third of the game team-wise for Northwest, as they're now 3 of 11 on threes, but it's now 40-29 Bearcat lead over Rockers. Into the front court, left side, Dunbar looks off the left wing for Kareem Amadou. Right side, Dunbar, guarded by Haley, low right for Howard. Howard trying to post up on Cozad, leans in, up with a little right-hander, hook won't go, rebound inside, tip from Cozad, picked up by Kirker. Ella Wallace into the front court right side, Northwest running the floor, Cozad between the circles, left side pass for Haley in the corner, whistle, away from the ball and a foul. Foul coming up on Northwest in second, going to give it on Rockers instead for Kareem Amadou underneath the bucket, just called for a push, that will be his second foul. Team's third in the half, and a break in the action. Northwest Missouri State 40, Rockhurst 29 with 8:39 left in the game. We'll be back right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa, 660-562-2600.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero and Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Northwest is home to one of only two laboratory elementary schools that allow students to gain hands-on experience right on campus. The Department of Professional Education offers majors, minors, masters, a doctorate, and certificates in many disciplines within education. Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
And off the inbound, Haley off the left side this time knocks down a three. As D'Angelo Haley with a couple threes in this second half makes it a 43-29 lead for Northwest. Bearcats again up 43-29. Rocker scoring just 8 points here in the second half. Duffy with it off the left side, out between the circles for Beckett. Beckett out to the top and finds Amadou between the circles. McCann now left field. Duffy long three, knocks it down. William Duffy with a three off the left side. He's got a three in each half, and Northwest Missouri State now with a 43-32 game after the Bearcats had briefly had a 14-point lead. Timeout by Rockers. We'll keep it right here with 8:05 left. 43-32, the Northwest Missouri State men in front of Rockers. Opening game of the Hillier Classic, hosted by Missouri Western and St. Joseph. The host school of the Griffins will play William Jewell immediately following this game. Then Northwest tomorrow will get William Jewell in the 5:30 contest that we'll have beginning at 5:10 with our pregame. Don't forget, right after this, it's a women's basketball. The Northwest women at home in the Winstead Reeves Classic. They'll face Southwest Minnesota State. Matt Gorder will have the play-by-play. And that game set to tip off in about 7 minutes or so. Immediately after the end of this one, we'll send it to Bearcat Arena and get you the Northwest women and Southwest Minnesota State. Tyler Funk back into the ballgame for the Bearcats. Wallace takes it across the timeline and gives it to Funk off the right side. Now to Kirker on the right wing in front of the Bearcat bench. Finds Haley, another long three, puts it up and good. He's filling it here in the second half. He was covered by Duffy, who was all over him. And D'Angelo Haley knocks down his third three of the half. Northwest in front, 46-32. Amadou off the left side, out between the circles, gets it to Beckett. Beckett holds on to the ball, hands off, finds Robinson. Picked up by Haley, 7:28 left, Northwest in front, 46-32. Amadou, now to McCann. Bounce pass tipped away by Wallace, but controlled in the right corner by Duffy. Drives past Wallace on the baseline, but as he does, dribbles on the baseline, never belongs to Northwest with the turnover. Starzl back into the ballgame. Kirker goes to the sideline. Also Funk to the bench. And Bryson Williams back in for Northwest. 46-32, Northwest Missouri State in front. In the first half, Northwest's largest lead was 6, and they were up at halftime, 21-19. And again, leading here, 46-32. Out front is Haley. Goes low left for Kozet. Spins left. And nice up and under move, but couldn't finish it off. Rebound to put back by Starzl. Good. Starzl with 19 points. 16-point lead for Northwest with 6:45 left in the game. On the right side, Kareem Amadou. Between the circles, Beckett. The big man out between the circles. Looks right side, McCann. Now to Beckett. Trailing through the lane. His dribble and a reach in and a foul coming up. Haley knocked the ball loose as he went by, but I believe the foul's going to come on the slide over by Bryson Williams. He picks up his second foul, trying to stop the drive through the lane. Slake into the game, and to the sideline goes Grant Kozak. Also, Amadou to the bench, and Brett Hornig, who played briefly in the first half, back out onto the floor. Inbound low left for Beckett. And didn't see Haley coming from behind, swipes the ball away, falls to the floor with it. And as he gets down to the floor, a timeout called. So the Bearcats will hold on to possession with 6:30 left in the game and a 48-32 lead for Northwest. Don't forget, again, tonight, the Northwest women's basketball team will be on the air as they face Southwest Minnesota State. We'll be going to Matt Gorder for the play-by-play. That one coming up right after this one. We've got 6:30 left in the game here. And then with the Winstead Reeves Classic going on at Bearcat Arena, Matt will have the Northwest Women tonight and Southwest Minnesota State. And again tomorrow, Bearcat football. Tomorrow with an 11 o'clock start time on our pregame with Bearcat game day. 12 noon is kickoff time, Northwest. And in action as they take on Harding University with a 12 noon kickoff. First meeting between the two schools. And we'll have all the play-by-play right here on the Bearcat Radio Network. 48-32, Northwest in front of Rockhurst as they try to extend the lead here with 6.5 minutes left in the game. Wallace to skip across the timeline, left side, his dribble knocked away from behind by Robinson, picked up by Duffy, a long out, leading Robinson too far. He goes underneath the bucket, has to leap over a sign right directly underneath the bucket, and was able to land on his feet uninjured, and turnover though, giving it right back to Northwest. So 10th. That is turnover wise, the 14th turnover now for Rockhurst in the game. Had 8 at halftime. Williams right side, cross court left for Haley. Now to Wallace on the wing left. Ring pressure by Robinson, takes the top of the key with the dribble. Right side, Haley drives the runner on the way from 8, rims round out. Rebound tipped a couple times by Slake. And a foul. Trying to fight for the rebound with Beckett inside. And Slake will get called for the foul. Number 2 on Kyle Slake. 48-32, Northwest Missouri State in front. Their largest lead of the game. Brandon McCann walking across the timeline. Looks left side. Finds Cooper Beckett. Now out between the circles for Hornig. Gives it to Duffy. Duffy on the right side for McCann. Low right. Hornig spins in the lane. Knocked loose. Ball on the baseline. They dive after in the corner. Good hustle by Beckett coming after and getting the ball away from Starzl. 10 on the shot clock, though. Out front, left side, Robinson. Robinson trying to drive on Haley with 5 on the shot clock. Lost the handle on the dribble through the lane. Out of bounds. And it'll belong to Northwest. Strong second half for the Bearcats. They are 0-5 from three-point range out of the first half. Now, in the second half, A total of 5 of 13. They put up a few more threes in the half as well. Knocking down 5 of those here. Into the front court, Wallace to the top of the key. Left side, Williams. Dribbles out between the circles. Right side, Wallace on the right for Haley on the wing. Sets up a long three. Rims out, and the rebound inside pulled away by Hornig for Rockhurst. They'll give it to Robinson. Going left to right to the top of the key. Crossover dribble down the lane right. Drive shot rejected by Starzl. Ball ricochets underneath and controlled by Wallace for Northwest. On the fast break, left for Williams on the wing. Under 5 minutes left, Northwest in front, 48-32. Left wing, Wallace trying to look low inside, finds Starzl. Starzl on the give and go, finds Wallace cutting through, a runner good. Wallace with his first two of the game. Extends the lead to 50-32, Northwest in front. McCann in the front court left side, on the wing left, Hornig. Out front left for Duffy. Ball slapped out of his hands, and it goes out of bounds. As Bryson Williams knocks it away. 4:21 left in the game. Northwest Missouri State 50 and Rockhurst 32. We'll be back to St. Joseph and the Hillier Classic right after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is underwritten by national investors and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle, and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Northwest Missouri State basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodson, Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, the Carol Herzog REMAX Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State basketball is a production of KXCV Radio. 50-32, Northwest in front of Rockhurst with 4:21 left in the game. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Strong second half for the Bearcats. Rockhurst will inbound following the timeout. Cats in front 50-32. Don't forget, right after this game, we'll be going to Bearcat Arena for the Winstead-Reeves Classic. Matt Gorder with the play-by-play as Northwest opens up with Southwest Minnesota State. McCann, left wing, a three over Wallace, nothing but net. Brandon McCann with his first 3 points of the game. 50-35, Northwest Missouri State in front. Off the left side, Williams to the top of the key. Right side, Wallace, back to Williams left. Works a screen by Slate, takes it to the free throw line, pulls up. Now to Haley, free throw line left, out front, Williams. Underneath right side, Slate up with a shot and a foul. Out of a double team. Seeing now, Rockhurst in the second half had a double team Slate inside Moore after Slate had 13 points in the first half. Foul on Hornig, that is his second. Starzl in the second half has 5 points. Starzl really most of the offense in the first half, the rest of his teammates picking up here in the second half where he hasn't been needed inside as much. Misses the first free throw. He's now 3 of 5 at the line tonight. 50-35, Northwest in front. Cats at 1 point up by 18 in this half. Second free throw good. 20 points for Starzl. Northwest in front, 51-35. McCann trying to go low right. Gets it inside for Beckett trying to drive, but as he does, gets caught for the travel. A little bit off balance trying to make the move in the lane. 3:33 left, Northwest in front. 51-35. Sullivan comes into the game, and Haley goes to the sideline. Haley, who didn't play on Sunday, coming off the bench here tonight, and especially in the second half, really giving Northwest a boost offensively. Wallace into the front court, gives it left side, Williams. Out front, now goes back left for Wallace. Dribbles to the left baseline. Out front, high left for Slate. Between the circles for Sullivan. Now right side, Williams. Northwest trying to run some clock here. Williams at the free throw line. High post left for Starzl. Back to Williams. Williams to the lane. Jumps off. Up with a fadeaway. It's off front. Tipped away by Hornig with the block and the rebound to Rockhurst. Across the timeline goes Logan Soder. He's into the game for the first time. Left side pass on the wing for McCann with 2:53 left. On the baseline, left for Hornick. Trying to drive, launch leg, spins away from him, up with a shot, off the glass, one goes. Starzl crashing the boards into the lane with the rebound. 51-35, Northwest in front, 2:40 left in the game. Don't forget, we got women's basketball next. Wallace with the drive, reaching around McCann, knocks it loose, picked up by Rockhurst. DJ Dunbar will go left to right. McCann on the right wing. Now front right. High post right with the pass. Finds Hornick, drives into the lane, just as left as Beckett trails the play, goes up with the left, won't go in a foul. Alex Sullivan with his second. 17th foul on Northwest, and this will send Cooper Beckett to the free throw line. Beckett in the act of shooting, goes to the line to shoot two. Sophomore eyes the bucket, free throw on the way, takes a high bounce and out. Now 2 of 3 at the free throw line. 6'8 sophomore out of Prairie Village, Kansas. Back to the line. And the second one good. 51-36 Northwest. 2:20 left in the game. Wallace across the timeline. Goes right side. Sullivan. Front of the Bearcat bench. Pulls up off the dribble. Back to Wallace. Quick pass left wing. Williams. Works the screen by Starzl. Now gives it on the pick and roll to Starzl. Low left. Finds cutting through the lane. Slate. Up and in from AP. Kyle Slake with 4 points in Northwest in front, 53-36. 2 minutes left in the game. And don't forget, coming up next, Northwest women's basketball. They face Southwest Minnesota State in the Winstead Reeves Classic. Right side, Dunbar. Out front, cross court, left Hornick. Back right side, Dunbar. Wants the long three over Sullivan, rims around and out. Starzl with the board. Starzl doing a good job on the boards tonight as well. On the fast break, left side, Sullivan to the baseline, underneath the bucket, bumped just a little bit, goes out of bounds with it. But they're going to say he stepped out of bounds before the bump and ball belonged to Rockers. Connor Kirker back into the game, and Wallace will go to the sideline. Talked about Starzl doing a good job on the boards tonight. He goes to the sideline here with 8 rebounds as Tyler Funk, another Kearney native, will take his place. Dunbar right side. Through the lane with the pass, knocked loose and out of bounds. There are 3 Bearcats who had a shot at it. Finally off of Funk out of bounds. And Rockhurst inbound with 1:21 left. Logan Slaughter will inbound. The Overland Park native gets the inbound into the right corner. Finds Beckett. Back to Slaughter right side. He's guarded by a Kirker, and a Kirker out of Overland Park as well. Cross court left is Dunbar. Drives to the baseline on Williams. Spins. High post left for Beckett with 1:06 left in the game. 9 on the shot clock. Backing out is Dunbar. Between the circle, wants to go one-on-one with Sullivan. Lost the handle on the dribble. Pulls up free throw line left. Fade away over Sullivan. Rims out. Rebound Slate. Stripped out of his hands. The putback off the left side by Brett Horning is good for his first bucket of the game. Under a minute left. And a quick timeout by Northwest to get a couple substitutions in as Coach Ben McCollum will send into the game Kyler Erickson, saying his first time in the game today and tonight. And also Lyle Harris, freshman out of Columbia Hickman, onto the floor for the Cats. And Brian Trueblood for Rockers then. 51.4 seconds left. Northwest in front, 53-38. We'll go straight to, we'll be going Bearcat Arena right after this one for the Northwest women in their matchup with Southwest Minnesota State. Dylan Starzl will lead the Bearcats in scoring tonight with 20 points. Strong second half for Haley coming off the bench. Ends up with 8, or rather with 9 points, knocking down 3 threes. Off the right side, Kirker through the lane. A little left-handed runner is good for Connor Kirker with his second bucket of the game. 55-38 Northwest, 37 seconds left. My player, now in double figures for the Cats will be Starzl tonight. Cats in front, 55-38, a strong second half. Rockers had 19 points at halftime. Spinning left is Hornig. Brings it off the left side for Trueblood. Down the lane left he goes. The whistle with 20.6 seconds left. 55-38. Northwest in front, but a foul on Connor Crooker. Picking up his first foul, sending Trueblood to the free throw line. Brian Trueblood, a 6'3 junior out of St. Louis. And he'll have two coming his way with just over 20 seconds left in the game. Northwest will go to 2-0 on the season. We'll be back in action tomorrow at 5:30 tip-off with William Jewell. We'll have that broadcast beginning at 5:10 with our pregame. Free throw by Trueblood misses. Rebound tipped out right side. Picking it up is McMeekin, who's into the ballgame. Couldn't hold on to it, and it goes out of bounds. It's Scott McMeekin, sophomore from Overland Park, as the ball go out of bounds. And it'll belong to Northwest with 14.2 seconds left, 55-38. Northwest Missouri State in front. Cricker will walk it across the timeline as Northwest will run out the clock here and come away with a 55-38 victory over the Rockhurst Hawks and the first game of the Hilliard Classic in St. Joseph. The Bearcats go to 2-0. Rockhurst falls to 1-2. Stay tuned. Coming up next, the Northwest Missouri State women's basketball team will take to the floor as they will face Southwest Minnesota State. We'll have that broadcast for you beginning in 3 minutes. We'll have a three-minute break, and we'll be joining Matt Gorder from Bearcat Arena. Again, the final score, the Northwest men 55 and Rockhurst 38. From St. Joseph, I'm John Coffey, and so long for a while.
Get your tree started off to a healthy new year. Winter is the best time to prune trees. Proper pruning increases their health and beauty. It also makes trees safer by promoting a strong structure. This reduces the chance of damage during severe weather. To learn more about good pruning techniques, log on to MissouriConservation.org and search keyword pruning. If you hire a professional arborist, check their credentials and avoid any that top trees. A reminder from the Missouri Department of Conservation.
They're going to jump out of trees. They'll go down the slide head first. They'll make parachutes out of sheets. But one of the most dangerous things kids will do happens while they're sitting perfectly still. Kids who ride in a car without a booster seat are much more likely to suffer serious or fatal injury, but amazingly, 80% of all kids who need them aren't in them. After a toddler seat and until they're 4'9", boost your kids, and don't let them down.
Go to boosterseat.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
You and I haven't shaken hands yet. We've never chatted at a party. Our kids play different sports.
But I can honestly say, without ever having met you,
I'll help save your life.
Your support could save a life. When you help the American Red Cross, you help America. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcross.org today.
Medical mistakes claim tens of thousands of lives every year. The healthcare community is working on it, but you can help. When you communicate with your doctor, when you ask more questions, you reduce your risk of suffering a medical mistake. Doctors can't answer if you don't ask. Help reduce your risk. Questions are the answer. Learn the 10 questions you must ask. Visit www.ahrq.gov. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality, and the Ad Council.
Stop, call before you dig. Call 1-800-DIG-RIGHT.
Avoid the danger. Avoid injury, no matter how small the job. If you're digging around your house, call Missouri One Call. 2 working days before you dig. 1-800-344-7483. Wait 2 working days while utilities are marked. Respect the marks. Dig safely.
Stop, call before you dig. Call 1-800-DIG-RIGHT.
Call Missouri One Call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
That's the sound of your classmate receiving an attachment of you posing in your underwear. Your ex-boyfriend forwarding the picture to his friends. It being sent to your coach. And worst of all, your dad. All because of the time you posted those pictures on your profile. Anything you post online, anyone can see. So think before you post. For more information, visit www.cybertipline.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Justice, the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, and the Ad Council.
And good evening from Bearcat Arena. The Northwest Missouri State women's basketball team underway here as Southwest Minnesota State, their opponent tonight in the Winstead Reeves Classic, and timeout by Southwest Minnesota State with a 5-0 lead for the Northwest women here early on, 17-36. to play in the first half. Annie Matthews with a bucket and a three by Victoria Naylor. The starting lineup tonight for Coach Mark Kellogg, who said he was going to change things up a bit in the starting lineup. Merity Scott, one of those that was entered into the starting lineup, the junior out of Maryville. Victoria Naylor, Timber Schekinger, Annie Matthews, and Maggie Marnin, the other starters for Northwest tonight. Southwest Minnesota State with the basketball, facing some pressure in the backcourt. Northwest has played some good early defense. Over to the right side on the wing for Rebecca Rowling. Rowling gets it to the high post right. Holman takes the 15-footer. It's no good. Rebound knocked away inside. And Merity Scott goes to the floor after it and reaching in, trying to get a held ball, but instead being called for a foul is Emily Dusky. Dusky with her first foul. That's actually the first foul of this ball game as well. Northwest Missouri State women will have the basketball, and they'll face full court pressure from Southwest Minnesota State. Naylor with it in the backcourt. Tries to avoid a double team with a dribble. Now a pass across the timeline to Matthews is knocked away. A three-on-one opportunity for Southwest Minnesota State to bounce pass to the right hand side off the hand of Rebecca Rowling and out of bounds. So Northwest will get it right back. Southwest Minnesota State's Allison Kruger, their head coach, sends in the substitute, Hope Bonlander, a 5'10 sophomore out of Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. And full court pressure once again. Inbound comes to Matthews with it in the backcourt, gets it to Naylor. Now ahead to Marnin as they break the pressure. Marnin inside with the shot. That's good. Marnin just went straight up with it. Didn't use glass. Got it to go. 7-0 Northwest. Bearcat men scored the first 10 points of the second half to pull out a 55-38 win just a short time ago in St. Joseph, beating Rockhurst tonight. On the right side for Southwest Minnesota State, Sadoff gets it inside. Dusky back out to Sadoff, now inside. Saar, she goes up with a shot knocked away, but a foul will send Val Saar to the free throw line to shoot two for Southwest Minnesota State. Maggie Marnin called for the first Bearcat foul of the night here at Bearcat Arena. So Saar steps to the line. 16-36 to play in the first half. First free throw by Saar is off the back of the rim. She's now 8 of 11 at the free throw line this season. Winstead Reeves Classic this weekend here at Bearcat Arena. Traditional early season classic that we have seen here at Northwest Missouri State. Second free throw good for Saar. 7-1 the lead for Northwest. Now they break the pressure, but a pass by Martin too tall for Timber Schekinger. It goes out of bounds, and Southwest Minnesota State will get it back. Southwest will inbound near the corner on the baseline. Now some pressure from Northwest to pass ahead to Bonlander. Now she'll get it across the timeline. Saar into the paint. Over to the right side. Sadoff drives. Bounce pass down to Bonlander. Her shot off the glass is good. Bonlander with the first field goal for Southwest Minnesota State. 4-point Northwest lead. They push it up the floor with Naylor on the right side. Now to the corner for Schekinger. Up to the wing, Naylor. Inside, Matthews squares. Takes a dribble. Kick out Schekinger. Up to Naylor. Had to go up. Tip the pass to herself. Now controls it between the circles and will be called for a double dribble. When she tipped it to herself, the official considered that a dribble. Naylor did not. And then when Naylor tried to dribble toward the top of the key, the turnover will give it to Northwest Missouri State. And into the lineup, Monique Stevens for the Bearcats. Stevens, a 5'3 junior out of Australia. Across the timeline with a dribble is Sadoff. Gets a pass ahead out of a double team to Bree Holloman. Out of the baseline and back up top. Sadoff with it. Over to the left side. Holloman puts up a three. It's off the back of the rim. Stevens there for the rebound for Northwest. Up the left side of the floor. Cross court now to Merity Scott. Down to the baseline. Into Annie Matthews. Double team. Hook shot off the block. Bounces around and in for Annie Matthews. It's 4 for Matthews. 9-3. Northwest Missouri State with the lead. Southwest Minnesota State with a basketball. On the drive. Holloman kicks it out. Left side. A three from Sadoff off the front of the rim. Long rebound of the free throw line. Stevens up with it. Monique Stevens pushes it up the floor to the right wing, on to the left Marnin, to the baseline. Scott, drive on the baseline, shot knocked away, but a foul on Hope Bonlander will send Merity Scott to the free throw line to shoot two. It'll be the first on Bonlander, second against the Mustangs. And stepping to the free throw line is Merity Scott, where she is 8 of 9 so far this season. Scott early on working her way into the starting lineup, had been coming off the bench in the two exhibitions and the two wins to start the year. First free throw off the back of the rim for Merity Scott. Now checking in for Southwest Minnesota State is Allison Nagel, a 6'3 junior out of Fort Dodge, Iowa. And a second free throw coming for Mary D. Scott. That one is up and good. So she hit one of the two. First point of the game for Scott. She's the leading scorer for the Cats, averaging 14.5 points a game through the first two games. 10-3 the lead for Northwest, 15-10 to play in the first half. Cross midcourt on the right side, on the drive, goes Holloman, kick out to the right. Bonlander skips it across left for Saar. Down to Holloman, left side, 17-footer, in and out, won't go. Rebound Nagel, a dribble, a follow behind the backboard, she got it off the side of the backboard. Now a kick out top of the key, Saar. On the drive, a runner in the lane, off the glass, goes for Val Saar. 3 points for her, 10-5. Northwest with a lead in the basketball. Inside 15 minutes to play in the first half. Marnin at the top of the key. Inside to Matthews. Matthews spins up with the left-handed hook, too strong. Marnin with the rebound and follow off the glass. Marnin crashing the boards hard. 4 points for her. And it's a 12-5 lead for Northwest Missouri State. Southwest Minnesota with the basketball. 14-23 to play in the first half. On the left side, Sadoff try to drive, is cut off. Now skips it across the lane to the baseline right. Nagel loses a handle on it, picks it up. Back out between the circles for Michaela Sadoff. Resets the offense inside Nagel. Touch pass down to Saar. Saar's shot won't go. Rebound for Annie Matthews. Northwest pushes it up the floor. Ahead to Schechinger from Stevens. Out to Scott on the drive. Runner off the glass. In and out won't go. Rebound for Nagel inside for Southwest Minnesota State. A 7-point Northwest Missouri State lead. Ahead on the left side for Holloman. Drive to the baseline, through a double team, shot off the front of the rim. The rebound tipped out of bounds by Marnin. It will belong to Southwest Minnesota State after a timeout. 12-5 the lead for the Northwest Missouri State women over Southwest Minnesota State here in the Winstead Reeves Classic. 13:48 to play in the first half. We'll be back to Bearcat Arena in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest Department of Humanities and Social Sciences offers degrees in geography, history, philosophy, political science, public administration, comprehensive crisis response, geographic information science, and more. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Back out of Bearcat Arena, Matt Gorder along with you, 12-5, the Northwest Missouri State women with a lead over Southwest Minnesota State. First game of the Winstead Reeves Classic for the Northwest women. A little bit earlier this evening, William Jewell with a 75-47 win over Missouri Valley to open up the Classic. Northwest will play William Jewell tomorrow. Both Bearcat teams will be against William Jewell tomorrow. The Northwest men will face the Cardinals down in St. Joseph in the Hilliard Classic. The Northwest men with a 55-38 win over Rockhurst. A game that was a two-point game at halftime. Northwest with a lead, but Bearcat scored the first 10 points of the second half to open that game up. Played good solid defense and held on for the win this evening down at Missouri Western. Don't forget, playoff football comes your way tomorrow along the Bearcat Radio Network. A noon kickoff, Northwest Missouri State and Harding University. That's out at Bearcat Stadium tomorrow afternoon. An inbound coming on the baseline right for Southwest Minnesota State. Jessie Watts looking to inbound, and she throws the inbound pass to the left side for Hannah Beeler, who is fouled as she tries to get open. They call the foul on Alexis Bay. That's the first on Bay, second team foul. Bay checked in along with Ashley Thayer during that media timeout. Now an inbound again for Southwest Minnesota State. Out to Bonlander, top of the key. Tried to work it to the right, cut off by Schechinger. Between the circles to Anessa Roche. Roche trying to drive on Stevens. Cut off, bounce pass over to Nagel, left side. Nagel with one dribble. We'll leave it out for Beeler. Beeler on the left wing. A couple of dribbles for her. Expires it. Guarded by Matthews. Works it out for Roche. Roche will work it over to the right side with the dribble. Puts up the 18-footer, and it's good. Just a real quick shot for the freshman from St. Cloud, Minnesota. Her first points, and it's a 12-7 lead for the Northwest Missouri State women. Bearcats with the basketball. High post right, Alexis Bay. Bay being pressured. Puts it on the floor to buy some time, trying to drive, can't back down, kicks it out for Schechinger. Right side Thayer. Thayer brings it to the top of the key. Now to the left side for Stevens. A three-pointer on the way. It's off the back of the rim. Rebound for Alexis Bay. And Bay will be called for a travel as the double team comes her way. That will give it back to Southwest Minnesota State with 12:55 to play in the first half. Inbound comes in the backcourt for Rush, and she'll bring it cross-court right side to Jessie Watts. Junior out of Omaha, Miller. North dribbles against Ashley Thayer. Tries to cross over. Thayer goes to the floor but gets the steal. Gives it up for Stevens while she sits on the floor. Stevens backs up, left open. 16-footer. Good for Monique Stevens. Great effort by Ashley Thayer to get that steal for Northwest. 14-7 the lead for the Cats. 12:30 to play in the first half. Rush gets it ahead to Jessie Watts, who will dribble across midcourt. Stops between the circles to Bonlander. Over to the right wing. Rush with a quick three. In and out won't go. Schechinger with the rebound. Had to fight off Nagel for that board. Gets it out to Stevens on the left side. Stevens to the top of the key for Bay. Over to the right, Schechinger. Schechinger on the wing to the top of the key, Thayer. Over to the left, Stevens. Open. A three is on the way. Good. Nothing but net for Monique Stevens from the left side. 5 points for Stevens coming in the last two trips down the floor. Now the ball thrown away. Rush overthrowing Bonlander. It goes into the scorer's table. And Northwest Missouri State will get it right back now up by 10. Ashley Nelson checks in to take the place of Annie Matthews. So a bit smaller of a lineup for Northwest. And for Southwest Minnesota State, Natalie Svensson, a 5'7 senior out of Stockholm, Sweden, checking into the lineup. 17-7 the lead for the Northwest women. A chance to add to that lead with this possession. Schechinger on the right wing. Skips it across to Stevens on the left. Fakes right. Drives left. Down to the baseline. Spins out. Gets it to Nelson on the left wing. Nelson gives it back for Stevens to the baseline. Now to Bay. Skip across. Schechinger. Right wing three on the way. That one's too strong. Rebound for Thayer between two Southwest Minnesota State players. Gets it to Schechinger. Cutting to the basket. Out to Nelson. A three on the way. Good for Ashley Nelson. A left wing three for Ashley Nelson, 20-7, the Northwest women with the lead. Southwest Minnesota State pushes it up the floor into Nagel, up strong with a shot inside, good for Allison Nagel, the 6'3 junior with her first points. Northwest up by 11, into Alexis Bay, running the floor down the lane, knocked loose, out to Nelson, left wing three on the way, good! Back-to-back threes by Ashley Nelson on back-to-back trips down the floor. Timeout, Southwest Minnesota State, 11:04 to play in the first half, 23-9, the lead for the Northwest women. We'll be back to Bearcat Arena in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City. Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Back out at Bearcat Arena, the Northwest women's with some solid defense and some solid shooting from the outside. The Bearcats 4 of 6 from three-point range, including a couple. The last two trips down the floor by Ashley Nelson. And the Cats have opened up a 23-9 lead over Southwest Minnesota State here in the Winstead Reeves Classic. Getting already a win this evening for the Northwest men, 55-38 over Rockhurst down at Missouri Western in St. Joseph. And both Northwest teams will play William Jewell tomorrow. You'll hear the Northwest Missouri State men's game on the Bearcat Radio Network starting at 5:10 with the pregame show tomorrow night. An inbound coming against full court pressure for Southwest Minnesota State. It comes to Bree Holloman. Holloman working with it in the backcourt over to Svensson. Across the timeline, Beeler. Beeler with one dribble. Back over to the right. Holloman with it there between the circles. Now onto the wing. Gets it for Rush. Rush tries to drive. A running one-hander off the back of the rim. The rebound tipped out. Thayer will pick it up on the wing. Give it up for Stevens. Cross midcourt on the dribble. Slows between the circles. Gets it to Bay. Top of the key. Left side. Now to Stevens. She's up top with it. Left side, Nelson. A three on the way. Got it! Nothing but net. Ashley Nelson has hit her first three shot attempts. All three-pointers. 26-9 the lead for Northwest. At midcourt, a held ball as Timber Schechinger comes up from behind and gets a hold of it along with Bree Holloman, and the possession arrow will give it to the Northwest women. Easily the best start in the early part of this season for the Bearcats. 10:21 to play in the half, and the Cats are up 26-9. Stevens works it over to the left wing. Looking to get it top of the key. Gets it there for Nelson. Now a lob to Schechinger on a pick and roll. Layup on the glass. Good for Timber Schechinger. Her first 2 points, 28-9, the lead for Northwest. Pressure in the backcourt. Rush with a pass across the timeline to Beeler. On the right sideline, now out to Rush. That's a Rush working against Stevens. Gets it to the top of the key. A long one from Allison Nagel. In and out, no good. Rebound fought for. Knocked out of bounds on the sideline. The officials check with each other, and it's going to be Southwest Minnesota State basketball. There was a fight for the board, so they'll have it after a timeout. 9:48 to play in the first half. 28-9. The Northwest Missouri State women with the lead over Southwest Minnesota State. We'll be back to Bearcat Arena in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is being underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by National Investors and Northwest Alumni. RGO Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Back out at Bearcat Arena, where the Northwest Missouri State women hold a lead over Southwest Minnesota State 28-9 with 9:48 to play in the first half. Before we get back to action, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Bearcat football comes your way tomorrow on the Bearcat Radio Network. Northwest Missouri State and Harding University coming over at Bearcat Stadium. That is the first round of the Division II playoffs. We'll be on the air at 11 o'clock with Bearcat Game Day along the Bearcat Radio Network. Tomorrow morning it is the noon kickoff at Bearcat Stadium. Southwest Minnesota State with the basketball coming out of the break. Rush gets it to Nagel, top of the key, onto the right side for Holloman. Holloman with one dribble, now double team down near the corner, and another held ball. Monique Stevens able to reach in and get her hands on the basketball. Ashley Nelson was also part of that double team for Northwest. Now a few substitutions for Allison Kruger, the head coach of the Mustangs. Sends in Michaela Sutoff, also Emily Dusky, along with Val Saar, three of the starters for Southwest Minnesota State. 28-9, the lead for Northwest. Inbound comes on the right side, a double team towards Sutoff. She avoids it with the dribble. Now expires the dribble, and Monique Stevens will take it away. Dribbling up the right sideline, spins, brings it to the top of the key. Gives it up for Bay. Back to Nelson. Now Bay with the screen. Nelson lobs it to Bay. It's off her fingertips and picked up by Svensson. Svensson for Southwest Minnesota State. Over to the right side. A shot by Holloman is good, and she draws the foul. Coach Mark Kellogg can't believe it. He thought Monique Stevens had gotten there in time to draw the charge. But instead, it'll be a three-point play opportunity for Stevens. That'll be her first foul. It's just the third team foul against Northwest. And Coach Kellogg going to get an explanation on the foul call here while Holloman steps to the line for her one opportunity, which is no good off the front of the rim. Her first miss at the free throw line this season. And Northwest out of there with the rebound. Schechinger gets it out to Stevens. Works it between the circles. Over to the left side for Nelson. Gets a screen from Bay. Gets it to her on the pick and roll. A dribble for Bay. Shot off the glass. Won't go. Got her own rebound. The follow, no. But amongst four Southwest Minnesota State players draws the foul. And Alexis Bay will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Michaela Sadoff called for her first. Team's third. And Bay to the line, where she is 5 of 8 so far this season through two games. Northwest coming in with a 2-0 record. Southwest Minnesota State 0-2. They played down in Pittsburgh, Kansas in a classic last weekend. First free throw no good for Alexis Bay. Annie Matthews up back onto the floor for Northwest. Timber Schechinger will get a breather. 9-1 to play in the first half. 28-11 the lead for Northwest. Second one by Bay. Good. So Bay gets one of the two. It's a 29-11 lead. And Hope Bonlander checks back in for Southwest Minnesota State, replacing Natalie Svensson. Full court pressure again from Northwest. Inbound in the backcourt. Works ahead to Sadoff. She's across the timeline right to the wing. Into Bonlander. Past her, and it's going to be saved from going out of bounds by Saar. Saar double team, has it knocked away off of her leg. Out of bounds into the Bearcat bench. And Northwest Missouri State will get it with 8:50 to play in this first half. That's the ninth turnover of the half for Southwest Minnesota State. Northwest with 7 so far. Cross midcourt comes Stevens, working it over to the left wing. Loses the dribble, but saves it in bounds to Bay between the circles. Over to the left side for Nelson. Now up to Thayer. Thayer to the left elbow. Gives it up for Nelson. Down to the baseline on the drive. And an offensive foul called there on Ashley Nelson. Coach Kellogg can't believe that one either with the amount of movement on the baseline by Bree Holloman. So for Nelson, that'll be her first foul. Fourth team foul against Northwest. And Southwest Minnesota State will have it. Victoria Naylor comes into the lineup for Stevens. Inbound to Bonlander. Gives it right back to Michaela Sadoff. And Sadoff tried to get it ahead. Has it tipped out of bounds by Naylor. So the Mustangs will inbound in front of the scorer's table with 8:25 to play in the first half. 29-11, the lead for Northwest. Long inbound pass, cross-court right side for Holloman. Holloman brings it out near midcourt to Sadoff. Sadoff, a couple of dribbles, works it over to Bonlander on the left wing. To the high post, Dusky puts up the 15-footer, rattles out. Rebound to the baseline, chased down by Annie Matthews. She'll get it out for Naylor. Naylor will slow it up as she crosses the timeline to Matthews between the circles. One dribble for her. Right corner, Nelson, a three on the way. Good! Ashley Nelson, 4 of 4 tonight. All of them are three-pointers. 12 for Nelson, 32-11 the lead for Northwest. 7:50 to play in the first half. Bounce pass to the baseline right. Now it comes out top of the key, Sadoff. Sadoff works it over to the right side to Holloman. Now to Bonlander. Quick fake on the shot, skip pass, taken away by Annie Matthews. Gets it ahead to Naylor. Naylor will wait until Saar gets out of the way. Now dribbles top of the key. Left side in the corner, Thayer, a three on the way. That one's no good. Matthews there for the rebound. The follow off the glass, no. Coming out of there with it is Bree Holloman for Southwest Minnesota State. Across the timeline right, Bonlander now brings it back out to Holloman. A three on the way is good for Bree Holloman. 5 points now for Holloman, her first three of this game. And it is also the first three for Southwest Minnesota State. Timeout by Northwest head coach Mark Kellogg with 7:11 to play in the first half and a 32-14 lead for Northwest. Getting back to the outside shooting, Northwest 6 of 9 from three-point range, and Southwest Minnesota State now 1 of 5 from outside the arc. A big reason why Northwest is out to the lead they are. Caps shooting 57%. From the field, they're 12 of 21 overall, while the Mustangs are 6 of 18 from the field, good for 33%. So the Northwest Missouri State women off to a much better start tonight than what they had had in both of their exhibitions and the previous two games to start this year. And as we mentioned a little bit earlier, Coach Kellogg playing with the starting lineup a little bit. We see Timber Schechinger and Meredith Scott in the lineup tonight. Scott got off to a good solid start, as did Schechinger. And then coming off the bench, Ashley Nelson has hit four threes in this first half. Schechinger with it on the left wing for Northwest. Out to Bay, top of the key. 7 minutes to play. A lob pass inside, tipped away by Bonlander. Picked up by Saar. Southwest Minnesota State the other way. Cross court. Michaela Sadoff with it to the top of the key. Down the left side of the lane. Bounce pass to Bonlander. Cut off on the baseline. The ball goes out of bounds off the leg of Alexis Bay. It will belong to Southwest. And Maggie Marnin will check back in the Bearcat lineup, taking the place of Bay. So the inbound coming from the baseline right. Sadoff steps out, gets it to Bonlander, right side, just inside the arc, shot off the left side of the rim. Rebound for Meredith Scott. Racing up the floor on the dribble to the right wing. Stops out to Naylor. Now to Marnin, top of the key. Marnin looking high post, nothing there. Over to the left for Schechinger. Schechinger bump, but keeps the dribble to the top of the key. Scott onto the right side for Naylor. Down to the baseline, a runner up and off the back of the rim. Rebound tipped away from Marnin. Will be controlled by Emily Dusky for Southwest Minnesota State. So the Mustangs bring it the other way with 6:19 to play in the first half. A 32-14 lead for Northwest. Now Sadoff expires the dribble, gets it out to Saar in the center circle. Guarded by Matthews, who backs off a bit now. Saar will dribble with it to the top of the key. Tries to drive down the lane. Shot blocked by Marnin, who gets the rebound and gives it up for Naylor. A two-on-one opportunity for Northwest. Naylor to Scott. Right side layup. Good for Meredith Scott. That's three for Scott. A 20-point lead for the Northwest women. 5:51 to play in the first half. And now a steal by Scott, who tips it away to Naylor. Naylor brings it up the floor. Yeah, down the lane, a reach-in foul knocks the ball away and will result in an inbound for Northwest on the baseline right. Foul goes against Michaela Sadoff. That will be the second on Sadoff. Fourth team foul against Southwest Minnesota. And now into the lineup, Anessa Rush. Rush takes the place of Michaela Sadoff and Rebecca Rowling checking into the lineup for the Mustangs as well. Naylor will inbound on the baseline right, 5:42 to play in the first half. Inbound to Marnin. She'll skip it over to the left for Schechinger. Nearly taken away. Schechinger gets it. Layup on the left won't go. Rebound Matthews. Follow. No. Got it back. Another try. Good for Annie Matthews. Six for Matthews. 36-14. Northwest with their biggest lead of this first half. 5:25 to play in the half. Bonlander between the circles. Left. Guarded by Naylor. To the free throw line. Megan Dewrider leaves it left side. Bonlander with a three off the front of the rim. Rebound tipped around. Naylor will come out of there with it. Cross midcourt. Ahead to Scott. Bobbled the pass. Saves it inbounds to Matthews. Layup right. Good for Annie Matthews. Great look by Scott. 38-14 Northwest. Ahead it goes on the right side for Dewrider. She puts up the 15-footer and it is good. The freshman out of Holland, Minnesota with her first points. That's a 38-16 Northwest lead. Naylor pushes it up the floor to Marnin. Shot off the glass, no, but Marnin draws a foul on Rebecca Rowling. That'll be the first on Rowling. 15th foul, and it will result in a couple of free throw attempts for Maggie Marnin after a timeout. 4:49 to play in the first half. 38-16, the Northwest Missouri State women with the lead over Southwest Minnesota State. We'll be back to Bearcat Arena in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest Missouri State University students are invited to register for the 4th Annual Bearcat Leadership Training Conference January 25th and 26th. The free conference, this year's theme, YOLO, You Only Lead Once, features keynote speakers and a variety of leadership workshops. The conference is open to all Northwest students and organizational advisors interested in enhancing their leadership skills. Session topics will include time management, goal setting, finance, teamwork, and effective meetings. Conference sessions will be 4:30 to 9:30, Friday, January 27th.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Back out of Bearcat Arena, Matt Gorder along with you this evening. The Northwest Missouri State women with a 38-16 lead over Southwest Minnesota State. Coming out of the timeout, Maggie Marnin will head to the free throw line for Northwest. She'll get a couple of opportunities from there. Marnin 2 of 3 at the line through the first couple of games of the year. Again, the Northwest women will match up against William Jewell in tomorrow night's Winstead Reeves round. And the first free throw by Marnin is good. 5 points now for her. You'll hear that one online. It is a 6 o'clock tip for the Northwest women. 5:40, the pregame show online for the Northwest women tomorrow. Second free throw is good for Maggie Marnin. 6 points for her. 40-16, the lead for the Northwest women. 4:44 to play in the first half. Over to the left side, a pass to Megan DeRider goes off of her hands and into the Bearcat bench. So Northwest Missouri State will get it right back. That is the 12th turnover of this first half for Southwest Minnesota State. Victoria Naylor brings it up the floor for the Cats as she crosses midcourt. Works it to the high post for Matthews. Now on the give and go to Naylor. Up with a shot. Blocked away. May have hit the bottom of the backboard, but it's picked up by Southwest Minnesota State. On the right side, Rush goes on the drive. Runner over Marnin. Too tall. Rebound Matthews. Knocked away, but she'll pick up the loose ball. Now gets it over to Naylor. Naylor will slow the pace for Northwest as we hit 4:14 to play in the half. Schechinger inside to Marnin. Knocked away. Saved in bounds by Dusky. And Dusky able to get it to Rush. Rush will push it up the floor. Down the right side of the lane. Through a double team. Knocked to the floor. And a foul coming against Northwest. Looks like Timber Schechinger will be called for her first foul. Fifth team foul. And it looks like they're going to call that the act of shooting. So it's going to result in a couple of free throw attempts for Anesha Rush, a freshman out of St. Cloud, Minnesota. Is it the only free throw she's attempted this year? And now both as she hits the first one here. 3 points for Rush, who averages 7 points a game for the Mustangs. Ashley Nelson and Monique Stevens back in the Bearcat lineup. Naylor and Matthews to the sideline. And a second free throw for Rush is good. So she hits both. 40-18, the lead for the Northwest Missouri State women. 4 minutes to play in the first half. Stevens between the circles. Works it over to the left side for Nelson in the corner. Touch pass inside to Marnin, who is knocked to the floor, but keeps possession. Now triple team. Tries to get it to Scott. Scott trying to keep it away from Emily Dusky, but a held ball call, and the possession arrow will give it to Northwest. Cats will have 15 seconds to work with on the shot clock. Inbound, just underneath the bucket, left side to Nelson. A three on the way, off the front of the rim. Her first miss from outside the arc. Now 4 of 5 from there, and the long rebound to Southwest Minnesota State. Rebecca Rowling gets it over to Rush, right side, pressured by Stevens. Now to the left side for Watts. Inside, Watts finds DeRyder, who puts up an off-balance shot that's rebounded by Maggie Marnin. Marnin gets it to Stevens, who pushes it up the floor, into the lane, right side, Nelson, into the corner, Scott, a three on the way, that's short, and the rebound underneath comes out to Rush. Rush to the free throw line, the runner off the front of the rim, Marnin with the rebound for Northwest, gets it out to Stevens. On to the left wing she goes, 3:08 to play in the first half, Northwest up 40-18. Right side, Nelson open, a three is good, Ashley Nelson with her fifth three-pointer tonight, 15 for Nelson, 43-18 Northwest. 2:52 to play in the first half. Rush gets it ahead right side for Rowling. Rowling double team, throws it away. Merity Scott with the steal. Scott layup on the left side against Rush is good. 5 for Scott. 45-18, it's been all Northwest. Inbound ahead to Rowling. Knocked away, but she picks it up as she crosses a timeline pass. Tipped by Nelson. Rowling picks it back up. Ahead to Dusky. Out to Rowling. Out top of the key, Rush. 2:23 to play in the first half. Hands it for Rowling. Rowling on the drive. Ball knocked away as she tried to go up with the shot. Draws the foul. We'll have a couple of free throw opportunities. Monique Stevens called for her second. Sixth team foul. And Rowling to the line for two. She's 1 of 7 at the free throw line in the first two games of the year for Southwest Minnesota State. First free throw here, no good. The shot clock above the backboard that Rebecca Rowling is shooting to, and the one that Northwest will be going toward in the second half, that shot clock does not work. It is off tonight, so if you hear announcements of 10 seconds and 5 seconds in the background, it's just alerting the team at that end about the shot clock. Second free throw good for Rowling. First point of the game for her. And it is a 45-19 lead for the Northwest Missouri State women with 2:18 to play in the first half. Victoria Naylor takes the inbound, bringing it up court against Michaela Sadoff. Gets by her, over to the left, Schechinger, into the corner, Nelson, a three on the way, got it! 6 threes in this first half for Ashley Nelson. Wow! 48-19, the lead for Northwest. Inside 2 minutes to play in the half, a pass out of a double team ahead to Nagel. Now it kicks out to the right wing, Sadoff skips it across for Nagel. Tries to go to the baseline, is cut off by Schechinger. Gets it out for Holloman. Over to the right side, Sadoff. 1:43 to play in the half. Sadoff trapped down near the far sideline and calls a timeout as she is falling out of bounds to keep possession. Freshman out of Bruce, South Dakota, double-teamed right up against that far sideline. So a timeout for Southwest Minnesota State with 1:39 to play in the first half. A 48-19 lead for the Northwest Missouri State women. We have seen 6 threes in this first half by Ashley Nelson for the Northwest women. Cats changing the starting lineup a bit to start this ball game, and it has worked. They have easily had their best full first half that we have seen through two games and two exhibitions, and now this first half here tonight at Bearcat Arena. Northwest women play William Jewell at 6 o'clock tomorrow night as part of the Winstead Reeves Classic. Be part of a huge day tomorrow of athletics here on campus. Inbound to Nagel, right side shot blocked by Schechinger. Marnin with the rebound for Northwest. Gives it up for Naylor. Over to the left side, Nelson puts up a three. It's off the front of the rim, long rebound out to Naylor. Naylor to Nelson on the left wing. Now to the corner, Schechinger. She'll put up a three. Good! Timber Schechinger knocks it down, and the Cats are absolutely hot outside. It's a 51-19 lead for Northwest, 1:15 to play in the half. Now Nelson tips it loose and knocks it over to Schechinger as she's knocked to the floor. Schechinger to Naylor. Naylor down the left side of the lane, the layup off the glass, good for Victoria Naylor. 5 for Naylor. Northwest 9 of 15 from three-point range in this first half. Inside a minute to play in the half with a 53-19 lead for the Cats. Southwest Minnesota State with a basketball on the left side. Whitney Miller out to the center circle for Sadoff. Sadoff expires the dribble, gets the bounce pass to the right side for Holloman. Into the corner, Nagel. With a pass fake, inside, finds Dusky. Dusky with a reverse layup. It's good for Emily Dusky. First points for Dusky, 53-21 Northwest. 34 seconds to play in the half. About 7 seconds difference between the game and shot clock. Across the timeline comes Naylor. Works it to the right corner for Thayer. Out to Schechinger. Left side, Naylor. Pass into the corner for Nelson. Tipped out of bounds. Knocked out by Bree Holloman. So an inbound for Northwest with 21 seconds to play in the half. Nelson will look to inbound, does to Naylor out between the circles. Naylor with a crossover, now dribbles behind her, back over to the right side, Thayer, back to Naylor, 6 on the shot clock, Naylor has it knocked away, picks it up, gets a screen from Marnin, on the drive, through the lane, layup, no good, rebound, tipped up by Marnin, no good, Nagel comes out of there with it for the Mustangs. Over to the right at midcourt, Sadoff puts up the shot, and that one off left at the end of the first half. And the Northwest Missouri State women with a great first half of basketball, 53-21, their lead over Southwest Minnesota State here at Bearcat Arena as part of the Winstead Reeves Classic. Again, our halftime score, 53-21 Northwest. We'll be back with more from Bearcat Arena in 90 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at maryvillemo.org.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
Back out at Bearcat Arena, Matt Gorder along with you. Great first half of basketball for the Northwest Missouri State women as they open up a big lead here at the half, 53-21. Over Southwest Minnesota State, as this is the start of the Winstead Reeves Classic here this evening. And it was a win 75-47 for William Jewell over Missouri Valley to get it started here tonight at Bearcat Arena. And for the Northwest women, they will be facing William Jewell tomorrow at 6 o'clock here at Bearcat Arena. So, again, a busy day tomorrow, but for the Northwest men, women getting the job done here in the first half. 53-21, their lead over Southwest Minnesota State. Great shooting from the outside for the Northwest women, led in large part by the play off the bench tonight of Ashley Nelson so far, who was 6 of 8 from the field. All 8 of those attempts coming from outside the arc in the first half to help the Cats out to this big lead, 53-21, here over Southwest Minnesota State. As we mentioned, a very busy day tomorrow for the Northwest Missouri State Bearcats, both on the court and also at Bearcat Stadium on the field, with playoff football coming your way tomorrow as Northwest will be in action against Harding University. And for the Northwest Missouri State football team, familiar place being in the postseason, being in the playoffs, and it will be kind of unfamiliar territory for Harding University. Their first trip to the NCAA Division II playoffs in their history. They have only been a member of the NCAA since 1997, but their last playoff appearance came back in 1992. That was when they were a part of the NAIA. So a little unfamiliar for them, but it definitely will be a very solid football team the Northwest will face tomorrow. A triple option team that those triple option teams can be tough, especially when it's run well, like Harding University does it. They only had one loss on the season, a 9-1 year for Harding. Their only loss came to Henderson State, who turned out to be the number two team in Super Region 3. And the winner of tomorrow's matchup between Northwest and Harding University will go on to face Minnesota State Mankato up north next Saturday, but a big one to get through tomorrow. Of course, Northwest Missouri State will be looking to bounce back from the regular season ending loss to Missouri Western last week at Bearcat Stadium, but they did get a home game in the playoffs, and again, that matchup is a noon kickoff at Bearcat Stadium tomorrow, Northwest Missouri State and Harding University. We'll have that broadcast for you along the Bearcat Radio Network as Northwest faces Harding, 11 o'clock Bearcat game day, and a noon kickoff again from Bearcat Stadium tomorrow. We are at the half of a women's matchup here at Bearcat Arena. The Northwest Missouri State women with the lead over Southwest Minnesota State, 53-21. We'll take a timeout. Be back with more from Bearcat Arena in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Northwest's Department of Natural Sciences is comprised of the disciplines of biology, chemistry, and geology. It includes the innovative interdisciplinary nanoscale science major. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group. Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Back out at Bearcat Arena at the half of this women's matchup as part of the Winstead-Reeves Classic. It is a 53-21 lead for the Northwest Missouri State women over Southwest Minnesota State. As we mentioned a little bit earlier, the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team already chalking up a win as part of the Hilliard Classic down in St. Joseph. Northwest taking on Rockhurst. That was a ball game that was just a two-point game at the half, and was a 21-19 lead for the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team, but they came out and scored the first 10 points of the second half and continued to play solid defense in the second half of that one, and were able to open up a big lead and hold on for a big win, a 55-38 win for the Northwest Missouri State men against Rockhurst down at Missouri Western a little bit earlier this evening. Now for the Northwest men, they also will be facing William Jewell tomorrow. That is a 5:30 tip as part of the Hilliard Classic, and we'll have it for you along the Bearcat Radio Network. John Coffey will be down in St. Joseph for that one, 5:10. The pregame show before the Northwest men and William Jewell tomorrow evening. So be sure and tune in for that as Northwest Missouri State men's continue action and try to remain unbeaten on the season after getting a win earlier this afternoon down in St. Joseph. We'll take another timeout and be back with more from Bearcat Arena in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is underwritten by national investors and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaccaro and Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777. Northwest Missouri State Basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodson, Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, Vaccaro Herzog, REMAX Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State Basketball is a production of KXCV Radio.
Back at Bearcat Arena. So we are at the half, 53-21. The Northwest Missouri State women with the lead. So to kind of give you a timeline on how tomorrow is going to work along the Bearcat Radio Network. Of course, we'll get it started with football tomorrow morning, 11 o'clock. Bearcat game day, a noon kickoff. Northwest Missouri State and Harding University in the first round of the Division II playoffs. And then once football is done, we'll get a little bit of time. And the Northwest Missouri State men will be in action in St. Joseph, 5:10. The pregame will get underway. John Coffey will have that for you starting at 5:10. A 5:30 tip-off, Northwest Missouri State men and William Jewell. For the Northwest Missouri State women, they play a 6 o'clock game tomorrow evening here at Bearcat Arena. We'll have that one for you online at northwestbearcats.com. 5:40, the pregame show before that one again at northwestbearcats.com tomorrow evening, the Northwest women and William Jewell. So, yes, it is a busy day, but we'll have all the action for you somewhere so you can tune in and hear it all wherever you need to tomorrow along the Bearcat Radio Network. At the half of this matchup, a 53-21 lead for the Northwest women over Southwest Minnesota State. We're back to look at some of the stats from the first half. After this, you're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at maryvillemo.org.
The Department of Behavioral Sciences at Northwest Missouri State University encompasses the disciplines of psychology, sociology, and child and family studies. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.com. The Northwest Missouri State University Police Department will host a training session this month titled Animal Welfare and the Law. This training is for law enforcement, prosecutors, animal control personnel, and animal welfare advocates. The training is scheduled for 8 a.m. to noon Friday, November 30th in the station and is sponsored by the Humane Society of Missouri's Cruelty Investigations Task Force. Interested individuals should register by Friday, November 23rd by contacting Officer Christina Martinez, 660-562-1254.
The Halftime Report is brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, offering financial support for all Bearcat athletic programs. More information at 660-562-1713.
Back out at Bearcat Arena as we look at some of the numbers from the first half of this one. The Northwest women with a big lead here at the half by 32 for the Cats. The 18 points from Ashley Nelson leads the way. Again, 6 of 8 shooting from the field, all of it from three-point range. The 18 points coming in 9 minutes of action for Nelson off the bench tonight. Annie Matthews with 8 points and 8 rebounds. Cats out-rebounding Southwest Minnesota State 26-12. That'll be something that'll make Coach Kellogg a little bit happier as he has been disappointed with the rebounding efforts so far for Northwest, but doing a much better job tonight. 6 points for Maggie Marnin. 2 of 3 from the field, 2 of 2 at the free throw line. She also had 6 rebounds for the Cats. 5 points apiece for Monique Stevens, also Victoria Naylor, Timber Schechinger, and Meredith Scott. Schechinger and Naylor hitting three-pointers, as did Monique Stevens in the first half for Northwest. Also a look at some of the other scoring from this one. On the other side for Southwest Minnesota State, 5 points from Bree Holloman leading the way. She hit the only three in the first half for the Mustangs. 4 points from Anessa Rush. Rush coming off the bench, going 1 of 5 from the field, 2 of 2 at the free throw line. Also 3 first-half points for Val Saar, 1 of 3 from the field, 1 of 2 at the free throw line in the first half. She also had a couple of steals to lead the way in that category for Southwest Minnesota State. Bearcats shooting 53% from the field, 20 of 38. They were 9 of 15 from three-point range and 4 of 6 at the free throw line. On the other side for Southwest Minnesota State, 8 of 27 from the field, 1 of 6 from three-point range, and 4 of 7 from the free throw line. As we mentioned, the Northwest women out-rebounding Southwest Minnesota State 26-12. Turnover department, Northwest with just 9. They forced 14 turnovers, 8 steals in the first half for the Bearcats. Cats also with 13 assists as a team, being led in that category by Meredith Scott, who had 4 assists for Northwest in that first half. It all adds up to a 53-21 lead for the Northwest Missouri State women over Southwest Minnesota State. We'll take a timeout and get you ready for second half action after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
The Halftime Report is brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, offering financial support for all Bearcat athletic programs. More information at 660-562-1713. Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MarylandVilleGlassAndLock.com.
Back out of Bearcat Arena. Before we get to the start of the second half, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. For the Bearcats, Timber Schechinger, also Annie Matthews, Merity Scott, Maggie Marnin, and Victoria Naylor set to start the second half. For Bearcat head coach Mark Kellogg, that was the starting five that he had at the beginning of the game as well. Southwest Minnesota State still huddled up over on the sideline, getting some final words from Allison Krueger, their head coach. And again, the Northwest women will start the second half with a 32-point cushion. And the five starters for Southwest Minnesota State huddling up even before heading out onto the court. They're going to have the basketball to start this second half, going left to right here at Bearcat Arena. Now we're set to get the second half underway. The inbound will come to Michaela Sunoff. She'll work against Victoria Naylor. And over to the right side, onto the wing. Bounce pass goes down to the baseline for Sunoff. Sar with the lob pass inside Holloman. Holloman steps on the baseline as she tries to get a pass out to the right. And that will give it back to, to the left. That will give the basketball to Northwest Missouri State. Just underway here in the second half. Full court pressure from the Mustangs. Naylor takes the inbound. Ahead to Merity Scott. Scott with a 3-on-2 opportunity to Marnin. Underneath Schechinger. Reverse layup. Good for Timber Schechinger. 7 for Schechinger. Northwest up 55-21. 30 seconds into the second half. Sunoff brings it up the floor. Now expires the dribble in the backcourt. Still holding on to it. Naylor there defensively. A pass lobbed ahead just in time to Rebecca Rowling. Rowling down the lane against Marnin. Shot off the glass. No. Rebound knocked away from Matthews. She regains control. Gives it to Naylor. Naylor flying down the court through the lane. Over to the right. Scott. Shot by Scott. Good. Great pass by Victoria Naylor. 7 points for Merity Scott. 57-21 Northwest. Minute into the second half. Holloman with it across the timeline left side. Skips it over to the right for Rowling. Bounce pass up top. Merity Scott going to knock it away. She'll chase down the loose ball. Shot fake. Up with a shot blocked away, but it goes to Rebecca Rowling, who is standing out of bounds on the baseline. So Northwest will inbound it after the steal by Scott, forcing the 15th turnover of the game for Southwest Minnesota State. Inbound lob to Marnin out near the top of the key. Over to the right side, Naylor in the corner. Drives along the baseline. Gets it up to the high post. Matthews has it tipped away. She'll chase down the loose ball. Works it over to Scott left side. Now to the right for Naylor. Onto the wing, Schechinger. Still on the right side of the floor. Looks in at Matthews. Not there. Marnin top of the key. Marnin over to the left side for Scott. Scott has it tipped loose. Picks it up. Drives along the baseline. Running out of time. Kicks it out. Schechinger will put up a three. That one off the front of the rim. Rebound inside for Sunoff for Southwest Minnesota State. Across the timeline on the left. Spires the dribble. Works it out between the circles for Sar. Onto the right wing it goes to Holloman. Into Sar on the give and go. Shot blocked away by Marnin, but they're going to get Marnin with a foul. That'll be the second for Maggie Marnin. First against Northwest. And a five-player substitution coming here for Coach Allison Krueger for Southwest Minnesota State. Val Sar to the free throw line where she was one of two in the first half. And we'll get two opportunities here. And the first one is good. 4 points for Sar. She averages 8.5 points a game, a junior out of Friesland, Minnesota. She'll get a second free throw attempt as four of the five substitutes come in for Southwest Minnesota State. Second free throw for Sar off the front of the rim. Rebound to Maggie Marnin. Had to fight off Allison Nagel for that board. 57-22 Northwest Missouri State. 2 minutes into the second half. Victoria Naylor with it for the Cats. Ahead to Merity Scott on the right wing. Scott looking at it. Marnin not there. Out to Naylor between the circles. Over to the left side, Schechinger. Schechinger to the right for Marnin. Now to Naylor. Looks in at Matthews cutting across. Not there. Up with the shot from 12. Rattles down for Victoria Naylor. 7 for Naylor. 59-22 Northwest Missouri State. 17:40 to play. Ahead right side Nagel. Pass inside. Tipped away by Naylor and picked up by Matthews. To Naylor. Ahead for Meredy Scott. Scott on the right side. Shot good. And Scott draws the foul on Hope Bonlander. It's going to be the second on Bonlander. First against Southwest Minnesota State. And an opportunity at a three-point play for Meredy Scott for Northwest. 9 points in the ball game for her. A couple of buckets already in the early part of the second half for Meredy Scott. Getting the start tonight for Coach Kellogg. Scott, one of two at the free throw line. Those attempts coming back in the first half. And her one opportunity here is up and good. Bounced around a bit, but fell. 10 points now for Meredy Scott. 62-22, Northwest Missouri State's lead. No-look pass goes ahead to midcourt for Jesse Watts. Watts to Bonlander, who loses it. Watts to the floor after it. Gets it out to Rush, who will set the offense for the Mustangs. Rush dribbles over to the right side, gets a screen. Now up with the runner from 14 off the front of the rim. The rebound tipped by Marnin. Schechinger picks it up for Northwest Missouri State. To Naylor, ahead to Matthews. The ball is tipped, will go out of bounds off of Hope Bonlander. So Northwest will inbound on their own baseline, left side. Naylor will step out to trigger it in. 17:07 to play. Bearcats up by 40. Inbound to Schechinger on the left side. She brings it up to the wing. Inside, tried to get it on a backdoor cut to Scott, who is able to get it, get a shot off, and draw the foul. Had to fight off Jesse Watts just to get a hold of the basketball. Then Watts ends up committing the foul, her first, team second, and two opportunities for Meredy Scott for Northwest. Scott just hit one the last trip down to convert a three-point play. 17 minutes to go, and the first free throw here, good for Meredy Scott. That's 11 for Scott. Second one now coming for the junior out of Maryville. And that one is good. 12 points for Scott, 64-22. Northwest Missouri State with the lead. Southwest Minnesota State with a basketball. Bonlander with it on the left side. Into a double team. Expires a dribble near the sideline. Tries to get a pass. It's tipped by Matthews. Picked up back to Bonlander. Now the layup off the glass. Good. For Hope Bonlander. Good recovery by the sophomore out of Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. Back to a 40-point game. Northwest with the lead in the basketball. Matthews at the top of the key. Over to Naylor on the right wing. Gets a screen from Marnin. Brings it up top. Now to the free throw line. Down the lane. Up with the shot. Got it to go. Naylor with 9. 66-24 Northwest Missouri State. Still applying the pressure in the backcourt. Steal for Meredy Scott. Layup off the glass. Good for Scott. That's 14 for Scott. 68-24 Northwest. Rush between the circles. Tried to go ahead on the right side. It is knocked away by Timber Schechinger. Goes out of bounds on the near side. So an inbound for Southwest Minnesota State with 16:05 to play. Comes into Rush. Rush in front of Naylor, dribbles over to the right, gets a screen, bounce pass down to Nagel. Bobbled, but she picks it up. Shot no good. Rebound on the backside, knocked away from Hannah Beeler. Beeler goes to the floor after it, as does Maggie Marnin. And a held ball call, and the possession arrow will give it to Northwest Missouri State. 68-24. Northwest women with the lead over Southwest Minnesota State. It's the Winstead Reeves Classic this weekend. Northwest breaks the pressure. Schechinger, bounce pass into Marnin. Marnin trying to fight the ball away from Jesse Watts. Watts called for a reach. That'll be her second, team's third. And Northwest will inbound on the baseline right, 15:46 to play. Naylor inbounds from the right side. Play in motion. Schechinger on the right wing. Puts up a three. Rattles it down. Timber Schechinger with her second three of the ball game. 10 points for Schechinger. She's now got 5 threes on the young season, and it's a 71-24 lead for the Northwest women. 15:30 to go. Southwest Minnesota State with the basketball. Jesse Watts. Top of the key for Beeler. Down the right side of the lane. Beeler got a screen from Nagel. Now kicks it out to Watts. Three-pointer on the way. That one off left. Bonlander the rebound in a double team. A bounce pass out right corner. Beeler up with the three. Off the back of the rim. Nagel trying to get the rebound, knocked away by Matthews, picked up by Merity Scott. Now Scott trying to fight off a double team, draws a foul. I think this one will go against Hope Bonlander. That is the case. That's going to be her third, team's fourth. So Northwest will inbound it, and another five-player substitution for Coach Allison Krueger for Southwest Minnesota State. 15:08 to go, 71-24, the Northwest women on top. Inbound to Naylor. Naylor gets away from a double team with a dribble across midcourt. Now underneath, gets it to Marnin. Shot off the glass, good for Maggie Marnin. Eight for Marnin, 73-24 Northwest. Bearcats are up by 49, just inside 15 minutes to play. In the backcourt with it for Southwest Minnesota State is Bree Holloman. Across the timeline, draws a foul. This one will go on Naylor. That'll be the first on Naylor, second against Northwest Missouri State, and it brings us to a timeout. 73-24, Northwest lead over the Mustangs, 14:47 to go. We're back to Bearcat Arena in 90 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest's Department of Health and Human Services offers programs ranging from physical education to coaching to dietetics and parks management. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City. Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Today's game is being underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by National Investors and Northwest Alumni, RGO Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Southwest Minnesota State with a basketball out of the timeout. Bree Holloman hits a three from the left side, 8 points for her. And it's a 73-27 game. The Northwest Missouri State women with the lead in the basketball. 14:22 to go. Merity Scott to the right corner for Schechinger. Out to Scott. Top of the key, Naylor. A three on the way. In and out won't go. Rebound picked up by Michaela Sadoff. Sadoff will push it ahead for Saar. Saar with a layup, partially blocked. Picked up by Marnin as she missed it off too strong. Naylor ahead to Scott running the floor, and Scott takes an extra step trying to get to the basket. And that will give it back to Southwest Minnesota State. That's one thing we've seen Merity Scott do a good job of in the early part of this season is run the floor and release when a shot is taken by the opponent. Monique Stevens checks in for Northwest. Southwest Minnesota State with the basketball. Left side shot off, brings it down to the baseline, and it gets bumped by Maggie Marnin. That'll be the third on Marnin. It's also the third team foul against Northwest. Mustangs inbound to the baseline right, 13:55 to play. Alexis Bay will check in the lineup for Northwest. Cats play William Jewell tomorrow. 6 o'clock ball game here at Bearcat Arena. You can hear it online at northwestbearcats.com starting at 5:40. Inbound on the right side. Holloman takes it, gets it inside. Bounce pass by Sutoff. Goes through the lane to the corner where it's picked up by Rowling. Rowling gets it down low. Just Dusky with it, trying to get in the lane. Draws a foul. And another inbound coming for Southwest Minnesota State. This time on the baseline left. Alexis Bay called for her second. So the inbound. This time comes from Holloman. Holloman still looking. Not a lot of movement. Now is able to get it in on the left side. Sutoff tries to drive. Long pass along the baseline to the right corner. Rolling. Tried to get it up to Saar. Knocked out of bounds by Schechinger into the Southwest Minnesota State bench. So an inbound for the Mustangs with 13:40 to go. Comes in between the circles. Right side Sutoff. Picked up by Stevens. Sutoff dribbling on the wing. Goes on the drive. And now will be called for a travel. as she tried to keep possession of the basketball with Stevens reaching in. And the turnover will give it back to Northwest with 13:34 to go. 15th turnover of the game for the Mustangs. Matthews with it in the backcourt against some full court pressure to Stevens. Ahead for Scott, who's bumped from behind. Val Saar will be called for her first. Team's fifth. So Northwest will inbound on the far side. 13:26 to go. Big story is six threes in the first half by Ashley Nelson, helping get Northwest out to the big lead. Matthews with it at the top of the key. Over to the left side for Bay. On to the wing, Stevens. Top of the key, Schechinger. Schechinger will dribble over to the right side, get it to Matthews on the wing. With one dribble, she'll give it to a Bay. Still on the right side wing. Bay tries to drive into the lane to the free throw line. Scott, right side, Schechinger. Top of the key. Stevens goes on the drive. Up with the shot. Hit the rim. Couldn't get it to go. Scott with the rebound. Tries to save it inbounds. It is knocked around. Picked up at midcourt by Sutoff. Sutoff with the layup on the left side. Good off the glass. Michaela Sutoff with her first points. 73-29. Northwest now pushes it up the floor. Meredy Scott up with the shot. No good. May have been partially blocked. Alexis Bay with the rebound. Brings it out to the left wing. Now to Stevens near the center circle. Gives it to Matthews. Over to the left side for Scott. Scott underneath, Schechinger cutting across the lane, takes the pass, misses the shot, rebound tipped out into the corner by Annie Matthews, goes out of bounds into the bench and will belong to Southwest Minnesota State. Ashley Nelson and Ashley Thayer checking in for Northwest with 12:27 to go. Mentioned Nelson with six threes in that first half. That came on six of eight shooting. All of her attempts came from outside the arc. And now in the backcourt, Monique Stevens knocked it away from Michaela Sutoff. It goes into the scorer's table. So Southwest Minnesota State will have to inbound once again. Holloman gets it into Sutoff, guarded by Stevens again. Brings it across midcourt by Stevens, down the lane, tries to throw a pass. It's tipped by Thayer. It goes out of bounds underneath. And the Mustangs will inbound with 17 seconds to work with on the shot clock. 73-29, the lead for the Northwest women. The Northwest men with a win earlier this evening, 55-38 over Rockhurst. Down along the baseline, set off trying to drive, called for an offensive foul. Bit of a shove on Monique Stevens. That will be the third on Sutoff. Sixth team foul. And Northwest will inbound against full court pressure. Foul 73-29, the lead for the Northwest Missouri State women. Pass goes across midcourt to Bay, over to the right side, Stevens. Stevens on the wing, expires the dribble, skips it across left for Nelson. She goes on the drive, inside to Matthews. Matthews up with a shot, no good. Rebound underneath for Emily Dusky for Southwest Minnesota State. Gives it for Sutoff. Ahead to Saar, down to the baseline. Throws it up, hits the bottom of the backboard, and then goes out of bounds. So Northwest Missouri State will get it right back. 11:47 to go. A 73-29 lead for the Northwest women. Thayer gets it across midcourt to Nelson. Fires a pass underneath for Bay. Can't handle it. It's picked up by Dusky. Dusky gets it ahead for Holloman. Holloman down the left side of the lane. Up with the layup off the glass. No. Rebound tapped out. Stevens chases it down. One-on-one opportunity with Saar. Backs it out on the right wing. Now bounce pass to Bay. Over to the left, Nelson. Open. The three on the way. That's off the right side of the rim. Rebound underneath to Rolling. And then Stevens comes up to get a held ball. Possession arrow will give it to Southwest Minnesota State. But a great effort there by Monique Stevens. Anna Beeler checks into the lineup along with Vanessa Rush. 11:18 to go. 73-29. Northwest Missouri State women on top. Inbound. Coming from Bree Holloman, gets it to Rush. Ahead to Holloman. Cross midcourt, Holloman finds Beeler. Beeler back to Holloman. Right side, picked up by Stevens. Now top of the key, tries a drive. Lob pass down low. Nice look for Dusky. Hits the shot on the left side. That's four for Dusky. Emily Dusky. 73-31, Northwest women with the lead. Stevens breaking full court pressure with a pass ahead to Nelson. Touch over to Matthews' right side. Matthews will back it out. Northwest will set the half-court offense with Nelson top of the key. Left side, Stevens. A three on the way. Good for Monique Stevens. Second three of the game for Stevens. 8 points for her. 76-31, the Northwest women on top. 10:36 to go. On the left side, Rolling. Dribbling against Thayer. Gets it out near the center circle for Rush. Rush gets a screen onto the right side. Her pass tipped loose by Nelson. Nelson has it go out of bounds into the scorer's table, trying to race Bree Holm into the basketball. So an inbound for Southwest Minnesota State with Allison Nagel coming into the lineup along with Natalie Svensson. 14 seconds to work with for the Mustangs. Holloman inbounds it to Rush near the center circle. Back to Holloman right side. Into the corner. They get it to Svensson. Double team and throws it away. Alexis Bay comes out of there with the basketball to Stevens. Ahead of the right Thayer. Now to Bay. Left side Nelson on the wing. One dribble. Top of the key Thayer. A three on the way. That's off the back of the rim. Long rebound for Annie Matthews, who dribbles to keep control. Jumping over Bree Holloman. Now out top of the key Thayer. On to the left side for Nelson. Fakes a pass, then goes right for Matthews. Onto the wing for Thayer. Thayer with one dribble. Brings it out top of the key. Nelson with it there. Inside, Matthews. Nice look. Matthews with a layup on the left side. 10 for Annie Matthews. Her first points of this second half. Northwest up 78-31. 9:38 to go. Pass ahead to the right corner. Beeler tried to drive to the baseline. Draws a foul on Alexis Bay. That'll be the third on Bay. 15 foul, and it brings us to a timeout with 9:35 to go. 78-31, the Northwest Missouri State women with the lead over Southwest Minnesota State. Back in 90 seconds, you're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Kyra Mills, Director of Networks and Data Centers and Interim Director of Information Systems at Northwest Missouri State University, has announced her retirement. Her last day on campus will be Monday, November 12th, and her retirement is effective December 1st. Kyra Mills was named to the interim role in November 2011 after the retirement of former Vice President of Information Systems, Dr. John Rickman. Dr. Roger Von Halsen, the Director of Northwest Center of Information Technology and Education, will begin serving as interim Vice President.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600. Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle, and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at maryvillemo.org.
Northwest Missouri State women trying to make it two wins for the cast tonight. The men with a 55-38 win over Rockhurst earlier. Tonight, the Northwest women with a 78-31 lead over Southwest Minnesota State. Nagel with a shot for the Mustangs. Out of the timeout. No good. Rebound on the backside for Annie Matthews. Outlet goes to Stevens. She brings it over to the left wing. On the drive. Now expires the dribble. Tries to go to the high post for Matthews. Over to the right for McEnany. On to the left side Bay. Skip across. Stevens, right wing. Open. A three is on the way. In and out. Won't go. Rebound for Hannah Beeler for Southwest Minnesota State. Pass goes ahead for Nagel on the right wing. Nagel to Rush at the top of the key. Rush wants to drive with it. Ball knocked away, loose in the lane. Rolls away, and McEnany will chase it down for Northwest. Gets it out to Stevens. She brings it up the floor with Rush backpedaling in front of her. Now over to the right side. Down the lane, shot up by Bay. No good. Rebound off of Nagel and out of bounds underneath. The Northwest Missouri State will inbound it on the baseline right with 8:42 to go. Whitney Miller checking back in. The sophomore from Bruce, South Dakota, saw a couple of minutes late in the first half for the Mustangs. Stevens looking to inbound. Out to the right, overthrown over the outstretched hand of McEnany. Will go out of bounds in the backcourt and belong to Southwest Minnesota State with 8:42 still to go. They're trying to decide whether or not the ball was tipped, and that would determine where it's inbounded. It will be inbounded in the front court, so it was tipped by McEnany. Otherwise, they would have to go back to where the inbound pass had originally occurred. So out top of the key with it is Bree Holloman. Works it around to the left side on the wing for Miller. Miller guarded by McEnany. Between the circles, gets the pass to Svensson. Svensson out near midcourt. Onto the right side, Beeler. Between the circles, Holloman. High post, Nagel. 10 on the shot clock. On the drive. Ball knocked away. Goes out of bounds underneath. and belongs to Southwest Minnesota State with 8 seconds to work with on the shot clock. Let's pause here. 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Raquel Goldson into the Bearcat lineup, taking the place of Stevens. Annie inbound for Southwest Minnesota State to the top of the key. Miller over to the right side. Now back up top. Holloman takes the three, rattles it down. Bree Holloman with her third three of the game, 11 points for her. 78-34, the Northwest women with the lead, 8:08 to go. Northwest with a basketball. Thayer trying to go to Bay on a backdoor cut. Throws it away as it's picked up by Miller for Southwest Minnesota State. Ahead to Nagel. Pass behind her, bobbled, she loses it out of bounds, and it goes right back to Northwest. Maggie Martin into the lineup for the Cats, take the place of Annie Matthews. Emily Dusky checks in for Southwest Minnesota State. Ashley Thayer will bring it up the floor. She'll be met in the front court by Natalie Svensson. On to McEnany on the left wing. To Martin, a lob down to Bay. Bay takes a dribble, now kicks it back out. McEnany with a 16-footer. Good for Denise McEnany. Her first 2 points, 80-34 Northwest, 7:35 to go. Holman brings it across midcourt with a pass ahead right side for Wim Miller. Miller on a baseline has it taken away by Martin. Martin knocked to the floor but gets it ahead to Thayer. Thayer will go over to McEnany on the right side. Drive to the baseline, picks up the dribble to Thayer. Top of the key, Martin. On to the left for Goldson. Back over to McEnany. Open, a three on the way. Off the front of the rim. Martin with the rebound for Northwest. Out to Thayer. On to the left side for Bay. Goes on the drive. Now kicks it into the corner. Goldson will take a three. Off the left side of the rim. Rebound this time to Holloman for Southwest Minnesota State. She's across the timeline with it as we go inside 7 minutes to play. The Northwest women up 80-34. Out to the right side of the wing for Svensson. Svensson gives it up to Holloman. Tried to go inside. Martin knocks it away. Svensson picks it up. Tries to go back inside again. Picked up by Dusky. Kick out. Right wing three on the way and good for Bree Holloman. That's four for Holloman. 14 points for her. 80-37. Northwest women with the lead in the basketball. 6.5 to go. Thayer between the circles. Works it over to the right side for Goldson. Now to the free throw line. Martin. A lob inside is taken away. Steal for Hannah Beeler. She'll get it out to Miller. Over to the right side of the wing for Holloman. A three on the way. Off the front of the rim. Won't go. Goldson has the rebound. Trying to get away from a double team. Does. Gets it out to Thayer. Thayer will bring it up the floor for the Cats with 6:07 to go. Thayer to the top of the key for Martin. Martin works it over to the right side. McEnany. McEnany tried to go under to Goldson. Got it to her. Nice pass. Nice shot. Goldson converts. And Raquel Goldson with her first points tonight. 82-37, Northwest Missouri State, 5:48 to go. Holman with it between the circles for the Mustangs. On the drive, the bounce pass down low to Dusky. Dusky tries to get under control and then give it up for Beeler, cutting down the lane. Foul call against Northwest. And this one goes on Denise McEnany. That is her first. Sixth team foul. And now into the lineup for Southwest Minnesota State is Megan DeRider. Freshman out of Holland, Minnesota. And the inbound coming on the baseline left. Out to the wing for Holloman. She tries to drive to the baseline, cut off. Now it comes out, top of the key for DeRider. Onto the right side for Miller. Looks inside, it's off the hands of Hannah Beeler and knocked out of bounds by McEnany. And it will be inbounded by Southwest Minnesota State right side. Miller steps out to trigger it in. Still looking. Now lobs it out. Maggie Martin knocks it away and gets the steal. Gives it up for Thayer. Thayer across the timeline. Directs some traffic as they set the offense. Over to the right side for Martin. Now on to the left for Bay. To Thayer. Thayer with a dribble. Down to Goldson on the block. Goldson up with a shot. Won't go. Rebound fought for inside. A couple of teammates for Southwest Minnesota State after it. And Emily Dusky out of there with it. Works ahead, down court to Miller. A three on the way, too strong. Rebound and an over-the-back call coming against Southwest Minnesota State. Good position by Alexis Bay inside. Hannah Beeler called for her first. It's the team's seventh, so that means Alexis Bay will be at the free throw line for a one-and-one opportunity for Northwest Missouri State. Jesse Watts back in the lineup for the Mustangs. And Bay to the line, where she is one of two so far tonight. And the free throw is good, so Bay will get a second opportunity. And Bay eyes the bucket with Northwest up 83-37 and 5:01 to go. And the second free throw good as well. 3 points for Alexis Bay, 84-37. The Northwest women up, 5 minutes to go. Southwest Minnesota State with the basketball. Across midcourt comes Holloman. Holloman down the right side of the lane. Kick out to the wing. Watts up with the three off the front of the rim. The rebound tip picked up by Holloman. Her follow won't go, but a foul by Maggie Martin will result in a couple of free throw attempts after a timeout. 84-37, Northwest on top. 4:46 to play. We're back after this 90-second timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa, 660-562-2600.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Bree Holloman at the free throw line for Southwest Minnesota State after the timeout, hits the first of her two free throw attempts. 15 points tonight for Holloman, who hits her second. Now it's 16, 84-39. The Northwest Missouri State women with the lead in the basketball. 4:42 to go. Thayer works it over to the right side of the wing. Top of the key for Bay. Bay onto the wing, Goldson. Goldson out top, McEnany. McEnany dribbles to the left side, gives it up for Goldson. Top of the key for Thayer. Onto the right side, Bay. Bay lob inside to Marnin. Marnin trying to fight off a defender. Draws a foul and will go to the free throw line for Northwest. Came down with the basketball. The foul call against Megan DeRuyter. That is the first on DeRuyter. A team foul. And Marnin to the line, where she is 2 of 2 tonight. Both of those attempts coming in the first half. She is 4 of 5 on the season. And the free throw here is good, so she'll get a second opportunity. 9 points in the ball game for Marnin. Very good night tonight for Northwest. Second free throw on the way and good. So Marnin knocks them both down. She gets into double-digit scoring with 10. 86-39, Northwest Missouri State, 4:20 to go. Southwest Minnesota State with a basketball. High post right is Beeler. On to the left side for Holloman on the wing. Got a bite there. Into the corner. A three on the way from DeRuyter. That one no good. Rebound on the backside. Follow off the glass is good for Emily Dusky. That's six for Dusky. 86-41 Northwest with the lead in the basketball. 4 minutes to go as Thayer dribbles between the circles. Over to the right side for McEnany. Underneath, Goldson cutting across. Layup off the glass. Good for Raquel Goldson. 4 points for Goldson. 88-41 Northwest. 3:47 to go. High post right, Beeler puts up the 15-footer, no good. Goldson crashing the boards, gets the rebound. Outlet over to the right side for Thayer. She's across midcourt to the right wing. McEnany with her toes on the arc. The shot good for Denise McEnany. 4 points for her, 88-41 Northwest. Now I think a quick question on whether that was a two or a three. Looked like from here both toes were on the arc, so I think it's going to end up being a two, but official comes over toward the sideline. And it is just going to be a two, and I think that's the correct call. So now Southwest Minnesota State will inbound it. And it's a 90-41 game. Northwest Missouri State with the lead after that 2 points put on the board. 3:26 to play. Bree Holloman brings it across the timeline for the Mustangs. Dribbling with it between the circles over to the right side on the wing. Into the corner. A three-pointer on the way from DeRuyter. Won't go. Rebound tipped around in the lane. McEnany comes out of there with it for Northwest. Wanted to go get down court with a pass, but instead keeps the dribble. Top of the key. Over to the right side for Bay. Now to Marnin. On to the left for Goldson. Goldson to the top of the key there. Over to the right for Bay. Looks in at Marnin. Bounce pass into her. She's fouled from behind. Emily Dusky called for her second. Team's ninth. And Alexis Bay will go back to the free throw line for a 1-1 opportunity for Northwest.
Emily Dusky, personal foul number 2, team foul number 9.
Bay 3-4 at the line tonight. Michaela Sadoff back in the Southwest Minnesota State lineup along with Hope Bonlander. To the sideline goes DeRuyter and Watts. 2:56 to play. Northwest women in action against William Jewell tomorrow night at 6 o'clock here at Bearcat Arena. Front end of the 1-1 for Marnin is good. She'll get a second opportunity, 11 for Marnin. And that one is up and good. So Marnin a perfect 6 of 6 at the free throw line tonight. 6 points in each half as well for Maggie Marnin. 92-41 the lead for Northwest. 2:53 to go. Southwest Minnesota State with a basketball on the right side. Sutoff kicks it to the left corner. Holloman out up on the wing. Beeler swings it around to the right. Now pass inside to Dusky. Out right on the wing, Bonlander. To the high post, Beeler, a 15-footer, won't go. Rebound tipped around, loose in the lane. And Alexis Bay trying to corral it. Maggie Marnin instead will scoop it up. Get it ahead to Thayer on the right side. Now over to McEnany for Goldson. Goldson then slips a bit as she tried to drive. Gets called for the travel. So that will give it back to Southwest Minnesota State with 2:26 to go. Vanessa Rush into the lineup for the Mustangs along with Allison Nagel. And the Mustangs will bring it up the floor. You'll hear tomorrow's Northwest Missouri State women's game online at northwestbearcats.com. Over to the left side. Rush brings it around right for Bonlander. Into the left corner, Beeler. Beeler back up to Rush. Onto the right side. Sadoff. Good movement by the Northwest defense. Into the right corner. Bonlander puts up the three. That one's no good. Rebound for McEnany on the backside for Northwest. 2 minutes to go. McEnany has it between the circles. Gives it up for Bay. Onto the left side to Thayer. Thayer, top of the key, Goldson. 92-41. The Northwest women up. Goldson on the drive. The runner blocked away. Goes out of bounds. Hannah Beeler got a hand on it for Southwest Minnesota State. Val Saar will check in and take the place of Hannah Beeler. 1:46 to go. The inbound for Northwest coming on the baseline left. 14 seconds to work with on the shot clock. The inbound from Thayer out between the circles. McEnany dribbles over to the right side, gives it for Thayer. Thayer is bumped as she tries to drive down the left side of the lane. This one goes against Michaela Sadoff. That will be her fourth. And it will result in two free throw opportunities for Ashley Thayer with that the 10th team foul. And Thayer will attempt her first two free throws of the season. First one is on the way, and that one rattles out. 1:40 to go. Don't forget Bearcat football, first round of the Division II playoffs at Bearcat Stadium. Tomorrow at noon, we'll have it for you on the Bearcat Radio Network. Bearcat game day starts at 11. Free throw good, Ashley Thayer. One of two at the line. Her first point tonight, 93-41 Northwest. Southwest Minnesota State with the basketball. 1:34 to go. Pass to the right, tipped by Thayer. Goes into the bench, and it will belong to the Mustangs. Bonlander inbounds it to Sadoff. Out between the circles, Rush. Rush to Saar. Back to Rush. Rush dribbles to the left wing. Looks inside. The ball tipped away. Goldson knocks it away. Gets it to Thayer. Thayer pushes it up the floor, now stops on the left wing. Top of the key for Marnin. Over to the right for Goldson. A drive by Goldson. Ball knocked away from behind. She gets it back up but loses her balance and gets called for the travel. So that will give it back to Southwest Minnesota State with 1:11 to go. Rush brings it up the floor for the Mustangs. Works it ahead to Bonlander on the right side, picked up by Thayer. Now to the high post, Saar. Underneath Nagel. Nagel with a reverse layup, and it's good for Allison Nagel. 4 points for Nagel, 93-43. The Northwest women with the lead in the basketball. Under a minute to go. Thayer on the left side, over to the right for McEnany. To the top of the key. Couple of dribbles for her. On to the left side for Thayer. Now up top for Bay. Bay with one dribble. Back for Thayer. Out between the circles for McEnany. Right side, Marnin. The free throw line Thayer. On to the left side for Bay. Back to Thayer. Five on the shot clock. Thayer at the top of the key. On to the left. Goldson will put up a three. That one's no good. Rebound for Marnin. Shot blocked away by Nagel, who comes away with a rebound for Southwest Minnesota State. 20 seconds to play. Cross midcourt left comes Sutoff. Northwest women are going to move to 3-0 in the season. Rush takes a three on the right side and knocks it down. 93-46. The Northwest women with the basketball. And Ashley Thayer will try to dribble it out, although Rush applying pressure in the backcourt for Southwest Minnesota State. It'll come ahead to Marnin with 4 seconds to play. Back to Thayer, who will hold it on her hip and wait for time to run out and give us our final score. 93-46. The Northwest women with the win over Southwest Minnesota State. As the Bearcats move to 3-0 on the season, the Mustangs fall to 0-3. We owe you a break before we go to our postgame. We'll be back to Bearcat Arena in 90 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest is home to one of only two laboratory elementary schools that allow students to gain hands-on experience right on campus. The Department of Professional Education offers majors, minors, masters, a doctorate, and certificates in many disciplines within education. Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Today's game is underwritten by National Investors and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group. Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com. Northwest Missouri State basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodsense, Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, McCarroll Herzog, REMAC Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State basketball is a production of KXCV Radio.
Back out at Bearcat Arena, the Northwest Missouri State women come away with a win, 93-46, here in the Winstead Reeves Classic over Southwest Minnesota State. A good solid start for the Northwest women in this ball game, a good first half, and they're able to hang on to what was a big lead that they built up in the first half of this one and get the win to move to 3-0 on the season, and they'll be in action against William Jewell tomorrow night right back here at Bearcat Arena. But again, our final score, 93-46. We're back with more after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Northwest award-winning Department of Agricultural Sciences offers hands-on experience for students at the University Farm, Orchard, Test Plots, and Horticulture Complex. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
This Bearcat broadcast is brought to you in part by the Northwest Alumni Association. Contributions to the Alumni Association support the Northwest Foundation and its educational opportunities for students. For more information, call 562-1248.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group. Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at MaryvilleMo.org.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
All out, all game, all season. Bearcat basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Back out of Bearcat Arena as the Northwest women come away with a 93-46 win over Southwest Minnesota State to move to 3-0 on the season as the Bearcats get the victory, thanks in large part to a very strong first half. A couple of double-doubles tonight for the Northwest Missouri State women as both Maggie Martin and Annie Matthews come away with double-doubles, 12 points and 10 rebounds for Martin, 10 points and 11 rebounds for Annie Matthews in this one tonight. But the 6 3-pointers in the first half by Ashley Nelson really helping get Northwest out to a big lead. They led 53-21 at halftime, and they were able to grow that lead in the second half. But more important thing is Coach Kellogg wanted a solid first half and a good start, and they got that here tonight in a 93-46 win over Southwest Minnesota State. We'll take a timeout, come back with the extra effort award after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
It's time for this week's All That Jazz conversation with Northwest President Dr. John Jasinski. This week, Dr. Jasinski talks to John Coffey about what Northwest is grateful for.
You know, partnerships are really important in Northwest. I've talked about partnerships since the day I set foot into Northwest. And the city of Maryville and city manager Greg McDaniel has been so huge. And, you know, the city put together the 4th Street Improvement Project, accepted a bid this week, City Council. We appreciate them. And so, you know, that 4th Street Corridor Improvement Project really is moving to be a step closer to completion. We partnered with North Central Missouri College and announced that here in the last semester about, you know, strengthening that relationship on the nursing front. So partnerships are so huge. And beyond those, you know, John, we can talk about friends and community members and support. And of course, you know, last weekend we announced Nottoway Valley Bank, largest cash gift in history of the athletics department. And it will go towards help funding a video board that will be state-of-the-art at our stadium, strengthening that fan day experience. And we appreciate so many members out there that give so much of themselves individually, organizationally, in advancing the cause of Northwest Missouri State University. As I reflect here on providing gratitude, you know, alumni are part of that. We have so many great networked alums who work internationally, nationally, regionally, locally, and, you know, it's so exciting to receive emails, text messages, you know, some Facebook posts about what they're doing. And it really allows you to kind of bound to work, you know, and say, wow, I want to get into work, because that's really what it's all about.
That was this week's All That Jazz conversation with the president of Northwest Missouri State University, Dr. John Jasinski, here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
The Extra Effort Award is underwritten by Mr. Good Sense Subs and Pasta, located at 121 South Main in Maryville.
Back out at Bearcat Arena after a 93-46 win for the Northwest Missouri State women over Southwest Minnesota State tonight. It is time for the Extra Effort Award, and this one tonight going to Maggie Martin, one of the two double-doubles tonight. 12 points, 10 rebounds. She was 6 of 6 at the free throw line, 3 of 4 from the field, and also ended up with a couple of steals, a block, and an assist in this one as well to help Northwest come away with a 93-46 win over Southwest Minnesota State. We'll take a timeout. When we come back, we'll hear from the head coach of the Northwest women, Mark Kellogg. That's after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
The Extra Effort Award is brought to you by Mr. Good Sense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Located at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Today's game is being underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by National Investors and Northwest Alumni, RGO Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
The Department of Communication and Mass Media at Northwest includes studies in public relations, advertising, broadcasting, journalism, and interactive digital media. The department offers hands-on experience through on-campus radio stations, a TV station, and student publications.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713. The post-game interview with Northwest women's head basketball coach Mark Kellogg is brought to you by Carson Sports Grill in Maryville, located at 310 North Main, 582-2699.
Back out at Bearcat Arena after a 93-46 win for the Northwest Missouri State women over Southwest Minnesota State. As we talk with the head coach of the Northwest women's basketball team, Mark Kellogg. Coach, a couple of things that you'd kind of been talking about through the first couple of games and the exhibitions that really we saw some improvements on tonight. One of those, you just wanted to see a better start out of the team, and you really got a good solid first half tonight.
Yeah, no, we did. We came out of the guns were blazing early, I guess. And, you know, I mean, we put Meredy in. I don't know how much that had to do with it. I think we're just getting better as a basketball team. So I don't know that. I mean, Meredy did a great job. I'm not trying to discount that at all. And Ashley Thayer had been great. But we're just messing with lineups, you know, and people and roles and, you know, and yeah, and it was a good start. But we made shots tonight, too. And it's so much fun to play hoops when you're making shots.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's kind of one of those at halftime. I was like, guys, I don't know if our offense is good or if we're just making shots. And sometimes you want to be careful thinking you're playing great versus you're just making everything, and we just were making shots.
It seemed like, I mean, you've had some times this year, Iowa State kind of sticks out where you were getting shots and they just weren't falling down. Tonight you were getting the shots and knocking them down.
Yeah, no, we were. I mean, that Iowa State game, first game, jitters, you're playing a little bit quicker because of their size. So, yeah, I mean, if we'll take good shots, we have kids that can make those shots. If we try to speed things up or, you know, I just always preach and we've talked about the good shot versus the great shot. And I know good is good, but I want to be great. So give up good and let's get great. And you have to trust each other, though, to do that. And I think that's what we're developing right now is this trust with each other that I'm going to give it up, and but when I get hot, I'm going to get it back, and my teammates are going to treat me the same way. And Ashley Nelson today obviously was the recipient of that. Is we had a couple good looks. Victoria gave up a great look to get one more to Ashley Nelson, and she buries it, so one of her 6 threes. So, yeah, we're buying in.
And, you know, a pretty amazing first half, not only just to go 6 of 9 from three-point range. You're kind of mentioning she was feeling under the weather, part of the reason we didn't really see her in the second half tonight.
Yeah, no, she was. She had a little food poisoning last night. So she wasn't, you know, I mean, after a couple minutes, she was definitely fatigued, and that was the dilemma now as a coach. Do you ride the hot hand and just let her stay in even though she's dying, or take her out because she needs a sub? So we erred with the leave her in, and she made me look good for that.
And another area that I know you're probably a little happier with tonight is the rebounding, out-rebounding them 48-23.
Yeah, no, a huge issue for us, so we've stressed it every day. Every day we could do a rebounding drill. They get a little physical, so we don't try to do them too much on the day before the game. But, yeah, cleaned it up, made shots, made more free throws than they attempted. They turned it over 27 times. That's probably the most we've turned them over, and that leads to easy offense for us. So we're starting to play the way that I want them to play. This was, you know, we extended it for, not 40 minutes by any means tonight, but the most we've played in the press, in the zone, mixing man in there and getting some turnovers that lead to early baskets.
Do you feel like you're getting a good combination of days between games to get a few things worked out and kind of take those steps?
Well, yeah, it was really weird this week, though, with having the Tuesday game. So we had to take Saturday off, practice Sunday, which was a decent practice. And then the 2 day before games are, you know, they're just a little tricky for me. So Monday was a day before game, Thursday's day before game. So, and we played Tuesday, so Wednesday you're kind of just doing the active recovery type stuff. So we didn't have a ton of practice time. So we're just trying to get them to understand, let's get better by film. So we're just showing them film and showing them film and showing them film, just in learning that way. And I think they're making adjustments. We'll go back and watch this one, too, to make sure. But our defense and speeding them up and getting turnovers obviously dictated this game.
You got a chance to see a little of William Jewell, who you'll play tomorrow night before your ball game. What do you anticipate for tomorrow?
Yeah, no, I think it'll be a good game. I mean, it's a solid team. They've got post players that can score inside and out, some pretty good guards, an athletic point guard. You know, so we've seen them on tape, saw them obviously tonight. I think they'll present a pretty good challenge. They're going to play a similar way to that we do. They're running some 2-2-1 pressing, and so do we. So it'll be a battle of styles and wills, I guess, to see which one can win out. But, you know, that's the next step for us, is we're going to play back-to-back. We haven't done that yet. Can we now turn around on the next night, the back end, and have the same energy and effort that we had tonight?
All right, Coach, we'll talk to you tomorrow night.
Thanks, Matt.
That is Mark Kellogg, head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Women. Again, the final 93-46 as they beat Southwest Minnesota State. We'll take a timeout and be back to wrap it up from Bearcat Arena after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Northwest Department of Business offers majors in accounting, economics, finance, marketing, management, and business. Northwest MBA is offered in Maryville, Kansas City, and St. Joseph, as well as online. Learn more at nwmissouri.edu.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at maryvillemo.org.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group. Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsens in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsens at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Want a few pointers? How about these three-pointers? Bearcat Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Bearcat Radio Network.
Back out at Bearcat Arena, the Northwest Missouri State women with the win, giving the Bearcat basketball programs a 2-0 start to the weekend. The Northwest men getting a win earlier this evening over Rockhurst 55-38 down in St. Joseph in the Hilliard Classic, and the Northwest women with a 93-46 win over Southwest Minnesota State tonight. Both Bearcat basketball teams will be playing William Jewell tomorrow. The Northwest men in St. Joseph. You can hear that along the Bearcat Radio Network with the pregame show starting at 5:10. It's a 5:30 tip-off. And then for the Northwest Missouri State women, they play at 6 o'clock tomorrow night here at Bearcat Arena. That one can be heard on the web at northwestbearcats.com. 5:40, the pregame show there, a 6 o'clock tip here from Bearcat Arena. Of course, we'll get everything started on the Bearcat Radio Network tomorrow afternoon, or tomorrow morning, actually. It's a tomorrow afternoon game with a noon kickoff in the first round of the Division II playoffs. Northwest and Harding University will be on the air with Bearcat Game Day at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. So join us for a full day and hopefully another undefeated day of Bearcat athletics tomorrow. Get our final score here, 93-46, Northwest Missouri State's women with a win over Southwest Minnesota State. I'm Matt Gorder. So long from Bearcat Arena.
Northwest Missouri State basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodsense, Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. and by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, McCarroll Herzog, REMAX Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State Basketball is a production of KXCV Radio.